And as we intrude in your seemingly fine broadcasting religious schedules and broadcasts, may I stir up your heart today to remind you that the wrath of God is coming.
God, bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We offer that to you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, why would that be?
Hallelujah. Oh, my
God. Why?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus was
thank
on
you.
Earth.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one ever spake like him.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
You went outside tradition.
Thank you, Lord.
Outside. All right, now you were doing well with this.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You were here. Oh,
I wish y'all would look at me like that. I really do.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
I'm not going to be afraid of your faces. Although I'm afraid of other faces. I'm afraid that you are being deceived or deluded. When you can't look with great anticipation. And you've been told about it so many times. And he gave heed unto that. That means he looked at it. Expecting. So what are you expecting, Brother Stair? Expecting you to expect. It's a shame how you got to describe all these things so simple. And when you're done, they still look at you and say, what's he talking about? What do you think? Do you really believe that all the scriptures were given by inspiration of God? In other words, all the scriptures were given to inspire you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh.
So when you read, and he gave heed unto them, that scripture was written to inspire you. So that you would...
Glory.
How do you like that? Did you ever hear that like that before? Wow! And here you won't.
Bless your name.
Well, you did better than that on Christmas morning when you came down to your Christmas presents. You don't have trouble anymore. We don't go to God expecting. Anticipate. With great joy. We don't do it. We don't go to prayer expecting. And when you get told it, you don't like that answer, so then you won't give me the expected response. And how many times do I do this? If I haven't done it once, and he spoke to her. It's not right. Again, you see, the moment I started quoting that, every one of you in this place should ever quote that scripture with me just like that.
Amen.
You've heard it preached so many times.
Amen.
But too boring, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
Too dull. Oh, I see. We're dull of hearing. Yeah. I don't want to preach that message again this morning. I got other things I want to talk about.
Yes,
but
Lord.
I would like to see this house.
Hallelujah.
Who have heard this man.
Yes, Lord.
The one that is hated because of what he says.
Thank you, God.
What he talks.
Thank you.
Surely it should not be from God's people, though.
Thank you, God.
God's people should love this.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
When I start telling something I said before, don't act bored.
Amen.
Don't say, oh, I heard that before. Say, I heard that before. I did hear it. Amen. There's an expected. God said, I know my thoughts for you. I know what I'm thinking for you today. I want you to have an expectation. Expecting to receive. I know what I'm here. I've been just rolling my mouth just to run my mouth.
Hallelujah.
I look at you. Did you expect that? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And he gave heed on it. Boy, he saw them coming. He saw them coming.
Yes, Lord.
They'd come by there day after day after day.
Hallelujah.
One, two men out of hundreds.
Hallelujah.
He scrutinized them all the time, every day.
Yeah.
Hundreds walked by, did nothing. Nothing. Zero. But these two guys, every day they come, they walk by, reach in their pocket, put out a little piece of money.
My Lord.
Don't say that. Come on. Come on. Stop yours.
Amen.
Oh, every day I come by here, reach in my pocket, pull out a little 10-cent piece. Oh, a little coin. A little thought. A little word. A little rebuke. Every day. Don't miss it.
Hallelujah.
Lord. That little fellow boy, that kept him hopeful. Hopeful. Because hundreds went by. Not even paying them no money. Boy, am I doing this? Am I describing this? And you folks just sitting there like you ain't hearing? My God. And look, see, you don't like when I do that? Because I'm listening to myself. And I'm telling you, I am saying things that are so beautiful. Yeah. Oh, you're just bragging on yourself. That which is in me is of the Holy Ghost. You damn fools.
Lord.
I speak as the oracle of God.
Hallelujah.
As God himself in your midst talking to you.
Hallelujah.
His words there, spirit in their life. You're so dull of hearing.
Yes, Lord.
I tried to tell you all along, just this house right here. You all know I'm handpicked, huh? What about you?
Amen.
I've been taught to speak, and you've been chosen to listen.
Hallelujah.
But God knew what I was. Yeah, He knows when you get upset about something, you show it. Mm. When you got bitterness or anger, you show it.
Yes.
So He also knows if you get to the right thing inside of you to show it.
Hallelujah.
You get the right kind of water out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. My God, how many more times? How many more times? How long must I be with you? How long must I suffer? Why do I be put through this from this house? Every time I talk to an individual, talk to the body, talk to the group, and see there's no sorrow on you.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Then I tell you how you should respond. And I use the scriptures to tell you. And he answered her not a word.
Amen.
Turns around. Yeah, I don't know why you people can't see that woman. Without a vision, you perish. I don't know why you... I can see her.
Hallelujah.
I can see her.
Yes, Lord.
Literally, I can see her.
All right.
I saw my little woman. I could see her.
My Lord.
I could see your children.
Yes.
I could see them.
Yes.
I can see Rico, Addie Carroll. Hallelujah. I can see Mark and Rebecca. I can see them. Without a vision, they're going to perish. If I don't see them, if God don't see you, they're going to perish.
Yes.
I can see Sandy. I can see them. You can't, but we see Jesus. Where is he? Did you hear that? What do you say? Before what you out to see.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what I'm doing again?
Yes.
Do you hear what I just said?
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what I... The other day I was laying in bed and I saw your wife.
Jesus.
Yeah, I saw her.
Yes.
Your daughter.
Jesus.
Yeah. Before what you out to see. You search the mind of Christ. What does he know about your daughter? Your friends. Your loved ones. What does he know?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. What do you do with this house? What do you do with them? What do you do with them, God? See, I have God speak to me. And when he does, it's so profound that I even told you. That's one reason why I did it, because I don't care how small it is. It excites my spirit. It strengthens me with might. Not by might nor by power, but by spirit. So if he uses might, what's he using? What's he using? Oh, mighty is our God. Mighty is his word. Powerful. Victorious. The word of God. So he's strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That man sometimes gets so thirsty. Just a little word. Put some strength inside.
Oh, you're so dull of hearing. God have mercy on your miserable souls.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are, you don't know you're miserable, do you?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm down here at the community, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm doing just fine, and I got Jesus inside of me. He said, and you don't need nothing, do you?
My Lord.
Sure don't need the prophet, do you? Sure don't need this, do you? I have need of nothing. Well, that's what I am. I'm nothing.
Amen.
You don't need nothing, do you?
Hallelujah.
I'm need of nothing. That's what he is to the world. He's nothing. But they need him.
He's everything to me. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I never thought I'd ever need a bunch of nothing. Yeah. You know nothing at all. Who is nothing? He is. Got to know him. Oh, man. Oh, come on, you spiritual intellectuals. Get rid of that damn mind up there that challenges these words.
Shame on you.
Amen.
I told you before, your problem is you have no compassion for God.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Now by the faith, hope, and charity. Why does the Bible use charity instead of love there? Huh? We all know it means love. But charity is one manifestation of love that most people don't have. And that's the love for God. That's charity. If I don't have that love for God, if I don't have that love for the truth, if I don't have that love for righteousness, all of the manifestations of love profit me nothing. You won't gain nothing. See, profit. Because when you gain nothing, he's nothing, you know. To the world, he's nothing. It's foolishness to preach. Huh? But that nothing. Oh, hallelujah. If I had that love for God, I'd give all that nothing. Yes, sir. He takes all the emptiness and just fills it full. My. Well, not many folks have know that. Not many know it. Find it. And it. That vision of God, that perception of the Holy One, that understanding of the Almighty. Oh my, how great is our God. The love of God is great upon us. Oh my God.
Yes.
Now you're getting
the greatest one. Hallelujah.
You better get understanding. For they that come to God must understand him.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Now, response, please.
Glory.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? You're not doing right. What am I asking for response to? God, I lead him in. I instruct him. I tell him. What was I talking about? What was I talking about?
Now, understand.
No! Believe it! Have I not spent days and weeks telling you what understanding is? Believe! Be not all wise, but understand or believe what the will of the Lord is. Believing in all you're getting, get believing. What's being taught in your faith that you're not believing? Believe, understand, believe.
The brother says to me on the phone, don't let him question you. Well, that's why you folks didn't question me.
Right.
I told you. I've been through that. I even told you how to respond. Are you going to sit here, any one of you, and tell me that I have not dealt with understanding? You're going to tell me you sat in the dining room here on the radio and you have not heard me come out with the final comprehension of what it means to understand. In all you're getting, get understanding. By faith, we understand. Believing. That's, if you believe, you'll understand. If you'll understand, you believe. If you don't believe that understanding is believing, then you don't understand.
Hallelujah.
That's That's too much for intelligent minds, isn't it? You got too much crap up here. Casting down every imagination. What's that, a vision?
Yes, Lord.
It's a vision. It's an evil vision. It's without a vision, people perish all over the world. They have a vision. Imaginations.
Yeah. Glory.
And how many times have we pursued those imaginations and they never satisfy? Mm. They never get fulfilled. Yeah. Never. Yeah. He'll fulfill the vision. Yeah. Write the vision. Make it plain.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
They don't know the scriptures. They don't know the scriptures. They don't know the scriptures, Lord. I could understand. I added 2 more hours on the powerful 3,000 watt frequency for Saturday morning.
Hello.
That cost about $400 more.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's where we are. Right now we're on, we're actually literally at a tell us again. If I tell you again, will you believe?
Amen.
I don't told you once, twice, 3 times, 100 times. Why do I tell you?
Hallelujah.
Why do I tell you? Why do I tell you? And if you believe, then you'll understand.
Amen.
You'll understand what the will of God is.
Glory.
What is God doing? Why, he's fulfilling the scripture.
Yes, yes.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world to every nation. And then Jesus is coming. Isn't that your hope? Isn't that your reason for doing what you're doing? Prepare for the coming of the Lord? No! Where are you at, church?
Praise the old God.
And how many times have I spoken to you and I say how God would have, I would get a little bit perturbed at certain things I would say because it was so contrary to what I preached and what I tried to preach. For instance, like I went to India. I went to India because I wanted to be another David Terrell or William Branham who had 200,000 or more people. I couldn't fathom that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how I longed to step out in India one day and look out over a crowd of 250,000 people and tell them about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God wouldn't let me do it. I got there. The biggest crowd I had was 1,000 people. And most of them were Hindus.
Yes.
I wanted to fulfill the Great Commission. They don't.
Glory.
Anybody? Do I have anybody, Lord, please? I mean, somebody that really, not just trying to put on. Yeah. Well, we'll probably nod our head and say, but he goes right past that. I go like, your outward appearance and response doesn't mean a hell of a thing. The only times I look at her and say, how you doing? She say, okay, that's outwardly. But inside, she's just a turmoil, disturbed, and messed up. So why do you instruct her? Because I wanted to deal with that inside. She got to get the inner man straightened up.
Inner man, yes, Lord.
She got to get her heart right.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
I could deal with that as an individual. Why? She came down here to be at Reggie. Well, that's no good, because Reggie's not good enough. She needs to come here to be with Jesus. And then she'll find him in Reggie. She'll find him someplace else. She might even find him in herself. Whom seek you? Whom are you seeking? Who are you looking for? I'm looking for Stan. Hell with Stan. I'm not looking for Christopher. I'm looking for Jesus. And I'm going to keep seeking until I find him. I have to get by the brush and the trees and the beard and the bald head and the arrogance and the pride of flesh. I get past a little old trash pile and I find Jesus, then I have hope. Then I'll have hope. Now I'll find some hope. Hope for me, hope for you. Amen. Yes, sir. I'd like you to love me like I love you. So if I get past you, I'll find some hope, because you love Christ now. Come on. Because they receive not the love of Christ or the love for Christ. Oh, how beautiful it is to love when I find Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
You just find Christ in you. That's an agreement, you know.
Hallelujah.
Love, joy, peace. That's Christ.
Amen.
When you find peace, you find Christ. When you find true love, you find Christ. When you find a faith and assurance, you find Christ. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's your peace. He's your life. He's everything. I can leave everything. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm talking about Jesus is the one. He's the only one. Does anybody know? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Now, I'm trying to tell you, like I always do, seems like I always fall short. God help me.
Oh, Jesus.
Someone said he's just trying to make himself look good. I want to tell y'all something.
Hallelujah.
Not only have I told it to you, I've demonstrated it to you, and I live it among you. In my flesh.
Well,
in my flesh.
Amen.
There is no
good
thing.
Amen.
But so if I show any goodness at all, it's not coming from my flesh.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you understand that? If I show an act of kindness.
Hallelujah. Oh,
for instance, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Tyree.
Thank you, Jesus.
I put you to the test a lot this week, didn't I?
Yes.
But what else did I do in the midst of that? Huh? Isn't that something? How many times this week did I put my arms around you?
Yes.
Three or four times.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, as a mere physical man, I repulse that.
Wow.
I don't like to put my arms around a man.
Amen.
But it's Christ in me. I don't mind embracing y'all.
See?
It would be dangerous for me as a man to just to do it with a man. Because
yeah.
The old flesh, you know.
Jesus.
Now, you're all going to get upset with me, huh? But you see, if lust was operating, then, well, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman.
Right.
Or a beast.
Right.
Or a cow. Or a horse.
Right.
Or a tree.
Yeah. Amen.
When lust seeks gratification, it doesn't care where it gets you from.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Why the hell won't you come on and say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I told you that God had delivered me from the lust.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See, and of course, you don't believe that. Because some of you are still not delivered. Instead of not believing it, you ought to believe it and say, there's hope for me.
Hallelujah.
Get it? Instead of kicking at me about that, that's what Jesus, he came without sin, he lived in the flesh, he said, look, there's hope for you. Christ in the flesh. He'll just hope for you. He gave you the, my God, I have hope. Wow. His face is God. Please help me. No, I don't want to put up with the Lord, and I know you don't want to put up. I want to see him change.
Hallelujah.
I want to see a transformation. Be you transformed.
Oh, God.
Brother Eric came up here and said, boy, he's a troublemaker. He can't do nothing. And his wife was with him. When I walked out, I guess she was trying to figure out, because I wouldn't look at her. I just wouldn't look at her. Because I took one look at her and I saw that distorted little sorrowful face. And I said, my God, that woman has been so long with that. Lord, she's trying to make a difference. See? But the only time she tries to make a difference is if she sees me. With her family. Or even with herself. I would recommend stand in front of the mirror at least an hour every day and just keep looking at your face. Just keep looking at it until there's a change comes. Or the Word of God. Look in the mirror. Just look in the mirror. It'll say, why art thou cast down? It'll say, put on a happy face. It'll say, look in the Lord.
Glory.
See, when that happens, the next time you look at Eric, if you love him, you'll have a look of love. Yeah, you will.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Yeah. So you can look at me now. When the first you start looking at me, you weren't looking like that. No, sir. Boy, you have a despite look inside of you. But I started fussing at you, didn't I? Now, see, every time I look at her, she puts on her. Look at her. Look at her face.
Yes, Lord.
Look at her face.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, yours is a put on one. You're trying real hard, but if you can believe,
hallelujah,
somehow we'll get a well of water in you.
Glory.
And get that well of water.
Hallelujah.
He that believes on me is true within him, a well of water.
Glory.
And it will spring up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spring it up.
Hallelujah.
A well that flows. Out of his belly shall flow.
Yes.
Flow. Somebody said, how come you do it? Well, a lot of times I got it dammed up, but whenever I open up the gates, it just flows.
Glory God.
Well, it seems like I'm just wasting all this very profound word of God. I'm trying to lay a foundation for something.
Amen.
Now, we know this door of the foundation can be laid.
Hallelujah.
So all I'm trying to do is identify the foundation,
right,
so we can continually build it on.
Hallelujah.
See, the foundations were destroyed.
Yeah.
In the last 2,000 years, we got to the Laodicean church, the foundations were destroyed.
Glory.
By the time we got there, they were destroyed.
Oh,
damn it.
Yeah.
Why won't you accept that?
Hallelujah.
I didn't choose you to live in this age. God did.
Amen. Amen.
And he chose me to deal with it. Am I going to take issue with him?
No.
I told you from the very beginning, almost every one of you, you weren't saved right.
Yes, Lord.
You were saved by the right wall, but you weren't saved in the right process.
My God.
All it takes to begin your salvation is to believe on Christ. That's why Paul said, I don't care how you preach his name.
Yeah.
As long as you associate his name with salvation.
Yeah.
And somebody believes on him for salvation.
Glory.
That's the beginning of the foundation.
Yeah.
Now be careful how you build on it. Boy, did I say that? What? Boy, a masterpiece.
Hallelujah.
Most of us did. We started building out of wood, earthly things, material things. Until we have to tell you, God didn't intend for you. I used to preach that years ago. You're using faith wrong. I tell them, God never gave you faith to ask for a car.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Or what?
Hallelujah. Salvation. Glory.
The only thing you ask for in faith is the will of God.
Hallelujah.
And then you've got to have the Holy Spirit to show you what the will of God
Lord.
Is.
Hallelujah.
But most of them didn't do that.
Glory, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So God had to tear it all down.
Jesus.
All the hopes you had of the things of this world.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory.
Have all that.
Yeah.
The foundation stood though.
Yeah.
I had to tear it down. And so you stand today because the foundation stands.
Yeah.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other theology, doctrines of men, hopes of humanity are sinking sand.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
And when God starts doing things for you, they turn out in such a way that you never expect.
Amen. Hallelujah.
boy, nobody fooled me. Nobody. I don't care about your marriages. I cannot. I know what happens in marriage. I just know. So the only hope you have for your marriage or your children is in Christ. That he can affect in the change. That he can transform. And you help that by you being transformed. By not expecting things out of them that they're not doing. You expect things out of God. No, don't trust in somebody else to change. A leper can't change his spot. So you got to be changed from a leper to a lamb. Then the lion and the lamb pull it out together. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Woo. I wish I could find a better word. Wow. Overwhelming. Astonishing. Wow. Wow. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Wow. I'm the only preacher. No one ever spake like me, especially in this generation. No one. No one. And when some of you guys try to speak like me, God won't let you do it. He's not going to give you the authority to speak like me, because then it takes the authority away from given to me. So when you speak strengthening this authority.
Amen.
Well, can I seek my own? No. Can I have my own ministry? No. No. Shambach died the other day, and he made a comment about the man that had to come to the end of his life. Because he said, I'm trying to get an army. And then he still made a statement that sounds like he says, God's not going to use this one man, but he's going to use a body. Well, I agree with that. That's what we're trying to do. Now we're trying to get that army. That last day army. So all one in Christ. And he will be the one. Yes, sir. And nobody's going to seek dominion over here.
No.
And if he chooses the captain to lead you, then the captain chose the captain for you to lead. You want to be promoted? Follow the captain, we'll all get promoted. One day we're going to have a promotion. You're going to stand before the universe and say, well done. Oh, what a promotion that's going to be. When we finally enter into his holy presence, never ever again to be separated by flesh or sin. Glory be to God. Wow. Woo! John said, walk with Jesus. Talk with him. So one day I saw this holy city. Oh, he said, coming down.
Hallelujah.
And it like a bride.
Hallelujah.
Now, from your mind, I didn't know a bride looks like a city. I didn't know a city looks like a bride. Well, he didn't say the bride would be a city. He didn't say the city would be the bride. He said, I just saw it light.
Hallelujah.
Like a bride.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Pure. Clean.
Yes, Lord.
One love.
Glory.
Like a bride.
Glory.
I got news for you. The image of Christ is not a city.
Glory. Wonderful Jesus.
That's just something.
Wonderful God. Hey, thank you, God.
See, God's used terminology. Body.
Mighty God.
Bride.
Amen.
Church.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Church. You know, what does it look like?
Glory.
There's a church. Here's a steeple.
Yes, Lord.
Open the door and see all the people. No, that's not the church. The church is, here's the Holy Ghost, here's the Spirit of God, and the open church to see Jesus. That's what you see. I want to see Jesus, I don't want to see the people.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him.
Yes.
What kind of face does he have? Look into the face of God. Huh? I've seen it, you know. How do you describe it? You can't.
Glory.
I try to explain that to you, too. I don't believe you. That's your problem. I just don't understand. Paul said, I'll tell you something, buddy. I knew a man. I knew a man. 14 years ago. He said, I'll tell you what I know. I don't know whether it's in the body or out of the body. Did he have an out of body experience? I don't know that. He had an experience. He said, well, I'll tell you where he had it, in the spirit. So I don't know whether it's in the body or out of the body. Is that clear? He said, this man, was it in the body or out of the body? I really can't tell. It was there was some kind of a transformation took place that I couldn't tell if it was the body or not. Then he was caught up into the third heaven, incidentally. Third heaven. He could not have been a man, just a mere man, because no man's ever said it. So he could be there by a man. He had. Did I know that?
Yes, sir.
He was caught up into the. I try to explain that to you.
Yes,
third heaven is the dwelling place of God.
Lord.
What you see up there is the first heaven.
Right.
Outer space is the second heaven.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Nobody's ever gone into that third heaven.
Right.
Except Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
He's in the third heaven.
Yes.
He's in the presence of God.
Yes.
There's no limitations to that one.
Yes.
It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
And on.
Hallelujah.
And high and wide.
Hallelujah.
And deep.
Yes.
Wow.
Lord.
And God gave us a little perspective of it by letting us get into the second heaven. They explore space. I think I read the other day that one of the recent space probes is getting on Mars than it is right now. I forget how many years. Years and years and years. We're back. What's wrong with you people? Will you please tell me what it is in your damn minds that I say something that is so true, but because you can't comprehend it, you sit there and you say, really? Is that true? I said in the second space. They have never got to the ends of outer space. The more they probe it, and that's just the second heaven. That's a limited heaven. But we have one man who went into the third heaven. Not of the man, though. Now, we do have a man who went to the third heaven, but not of the flesh and blood. Because when Jesus went back to the Father, he did not go back with flesh and blood. The blood was not in his body when he got before the Father. He had the blood in a vial of it, and he sprinkled it on the altar. He put it in the most holy place.
Glory.
And where is the most holy place? In the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't walk into that place without blood.
Yes, Lord.
You don't get into the presence of the most holy without blood.
Hallelujah.
Because you've got to be holy, and the only way to be holy is by the cleansing of the blood,
yes,
by the washing of the blood.
Glory.
I wish somebody say praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Father Timothy.
Bless
Lord.
Oh, it's in his own blood.
Yes, Lord. In his own blood. And so he himself carried that blood.
Ooh,
laid it on the mercy seat.
Oh,
and said, now, everyone,
yes,
that I would put in this book,
oh,
over here have been washed,
oh,
in that blood.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And what are they washed from? From their sin.
Yes,
and their iniquities.
Yes.
I have hope.
Amen.
And he went leaping, shouting, praising God. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up in his righteousness. Come and be to God. And walk in his truth. He's our hope. Now, I told you I was trying to lay a foundation. I always get distracted by my people. I always get moved away. This should not be in this house.
Hallelujah.
This house should be unified.
Glory.
It should be an agreement.
Yes, Lord.
There should be no disagreement with what God's doing here.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
If another man was up that pulpit this morning, you ought to disagree with that.
Amen.
But the one that's up there, you ought to agree with that. What agreement has Christ with Belial? None at all.
Hallelujah.
And you know him and I don't get along too well.
That's right.
Amen. You can't agree on that either, huh?
Glory.
Amen.
How about you, Enoch? Can you agree with that?
Yeah.
Good.
Glory.
You're checking you out.
Glory.
No reservations.
Amen. Amen.
Who are these? Why? God said, do you give this to my people? Yeah. I don't disagree with you, God, but they sure need help.
Amen.
Well, I agree with that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're in the process of preserving.
Yes, Lord.
Got you in the jar, got you boiled real good, but the seal ain't quite.
Amen.
Yes.
Got to get that seal.
Yes.
That's why I'm trying to get you to respond by the Spirit. Because if you don't do it, then you grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
you're sealed.
Yes, Lord.
You destroy the effectiveness of the seal.
Amen.
To preserve you.
Yes.
So stop grieving the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Be strengthened by might, by the Spirit in the inner man.
Yes.
Don't worry about the old guy outside.
Yes.
We're not trying to preserve this way.
Hallelujah.
One of the reasons we preserve this is we have to live it until Jesus comes.
Yes.
So we eat food and try to stay healthy.
Hallelujah.
Mentally and physically.
Yes.
So that your whole spirit,
Hallelujah.
Soul, and body can be preserved.
Yes,
blameless. Don't want to blame the body for you not being ready for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Don't want to blame the soul body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You've got to live it until Jesus comes.
Amen.
So don't blame the body for your... Well, you know, it's just the way... No, that's not the way... That might be the way the body is, but that's not the way you is. You're not in the body, you're in Christ. And that's where your perfection is. That's where your salvation is. That's where your faith is. That's where your joy is. That's where your hope is. And because he lives, I live. Hallelujah. Because he is, I is. Wow! 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 And he gave heed on that. Let me see if I can do that for you, huh? Let me see if I can demonstrate. Mm. Oh, another day. All these dusty people walking by, and boy, only one or two helped me yesterday, and I barely got by. But what else am I going to do?
Jesus! Glory!
Got to get up there early so nobody takes my place. I got a pretty good seat. Right there at the entrance of the temple. That means everybody's going in, got passed by me. So I got to get out early because the other folks would like to get my seat because it's a good seat.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, there they come. Yeah. Alms.
Okay.
I'm crippled, like I can't work.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Morning. Alms.
Yes. Okay.
Please.
Hallelujah.
Help.
Oh, bless Lord.
2 hours go by and I ain't got nothing.
Oh,
hour of prayer.
Yes.
Hour of prayer.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
There's two fellows that walk by here every day at the hour of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ah, here they are. They're going to make my day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Oh, Peter's got his move. He's going right on.
Amen.
And all of a sudden they get alms. Ah. Oh, almost forgot. I'm not going to let you forget, sir. There's two fellas that ain't going to pass me by.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make them know my presence is here.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Why? Well, you.
Hallelujah.
You all read it. Third chapter of Acts, okay?
Amen.
You're going to read it. Go ahead. It won't hurt you.
Hallelujah.
It's really long.
Nope.
Well, you ain't reading it right. Y'all reading it right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're a bunch of rebels out here taking issue with the words that I say all the time. And I quote them right. I preach them right. I declare them right. I don't distort them. I don't pervert them.
Glory to God.
And if I get around to it, I'll show you what God showed me this morning here. I'm just a little praise in the mic. I don't know, though. I don't know if I want to share it with y'all. Every time I share these things with y'all, you sit there and you're, well, no big deal. Hey, brother, just get beside yourself. See, I'm getting outside of myself. I'm going to get in Christ. When I get in Christ, I get out. Just get outside of old stick.
Hallelujah.
Now, that ought to excite you folks.
Bless the Lord.
Now, Peter said, look on us.
Amen.
Well, I thought he was. But he, you know, out of the corner of his eye, he didn't want to be too excited, you know. Oh, Peter said, hey, yes, look on us.
Yes.
Look on us. Look.
Hallelujah.
Look and live.
Yes.
Look,
yes,
look.
Lord.
Hey, come on, look, church.
Hallelujah.
Look.
Hallelujah.
And he gave. He started to pay attention.
Yes.
Looked up.
Yes.
Said, yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Amen.
Well, we're not feeling too good, sir. Why is that? Because we ran out of money. We haven't passed you by in a month's time without giving you something.
Amen.
And we ain't got no money this morning.
Glory.
Oh, then what do you want me to look at you for?
Glory.
Well, because silver and gold we don't have.
Hallelujah.
But I'll tell you what.
Hallelujah.
What I do have,
hallelujah,
I'll give it to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
What you have, have a word of faith, a word of hope.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise.
Hallelujah.
He tried to get up, couldn't do it. His ankle bones received strength, but he's...
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
You may be seated. And so when he tried to get up with his ankles, old Peter reached down. You know what the Lord's doing with you right now? As you're trying to get up to walk in faith. He's going to reach down now.
He
started lifting him up.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, he went leaping,
amen,
shouting,
amen,
praising God. What you all excited about, sir? What in the world are you thinking all this will do like this? You're disturbing the whole tranquility of the temple.
Yeah.
Don't you know we're praying in here?
Amen.
Hey, isn't that the guy who's sitting out front of the gate? Yeah. What happened to him? And he said,
it's glory.
What? Them fellas over there.
Amen.
They talked to me. And they looked at Peter and John and said, what's going on? Hey, what's happening down there in Waldenboro? What's going on, RG? Hey! Well, don't look at me. It's because of my holiness. It's not happening because of me. Uh-oh. But this church is growing. This body is growing. Because of the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. All you people listening in Africa, because that's what I did with the 500,000 water that's coming up.
Yes.
Ah, mercy. How come God?
Hallelujah.
That really puzzles me, Father. It really does. You want me to speak to dry bones and they don't shake?
No.
Are they that dead?
My Lord.
Very dry?
Very dry. My Lord.
Well, I'll speak to them. But what do I say? Dry bones. Here.
Amen.
Amen.
Just hollering dry bones without telling you to hear.
Hallelujah.
You hear now. Do you hear what I'm saying to the dry bones? They'll become shaken. They're going to come shaking then. And their bones, they're going to come together. And Billy is church. The body, the bride, they're going to come together. Yeah.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Glory, God.
Amen.
Now, there's so many things I've been answering over the years. First of all, the Great Commission. The Great Commission was fulfilled in the very first generation.
Amen.
And then it was perfected in the latter outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
The Great Commission was given to the church on the day of Pentecost. The first one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said they went every. Go ye therefore, he said, here's the Great Commission. And teach all nations.
Amen.
Baptize them by my authority in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, wherever you go, I'll go with you.
Amen.
I'll back you up. And he said, you'll lay hands on the sick. You'll speak with new tongues. You'll cast out devils. And Lord, I'll be with you even unto the end. That message, that Christ will be right there at the end. Just like he was in the beginning. And they went everywhere. I try to explain that to you. There were 12 apostles. One was removed. Then he was replaced. And Paul, who was the one who was replaced in Judas, said, I must go to the region beyond. In other words, I got to go to the regions where the others have not gone. I will not build on another man's foundation. So Paul was sent.
Amen.
He did not build on somebody else's foundation. He didn't have to go take Peter's job or James's John. In fact, when he got preaching, he went back and to check with them guys and see if his message was the same as theirs.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. And it was.
Amen.
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 Yep.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
Don't blame me because you're so stupid.
Amen.
And you don't know it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
What else do you think God brought you here for? You don't watch TV? Don't listen to stupid CDs and other things and study the scriptures. Read them. And read them. And read them. And if you don't understand, just keep on reading. Then when I preach, all of a sudden.
Glory. Glory, God.
You don't have to go spending your night shopping.
Amen.
Study. Apply yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Then God will prove with you.
Lord,
and He'll reveal things to you. Study to show yourself. I really want to know, God.
Amen.
I'm studying.
Amen.
I really want to know. God said, I prove that. I prove you're studying. Search it out. Seek it.
Amen.
All right, God. Would somebody tell me, please, how I could say that more clearer than that? Your mind. You're so cluttered with so presumptuous thoughts. Now, I don't want to say too long with that first one, because you see, the Great Commission has been accomplished. It's done. And that's the reason why the whole world now is becoming dark. Because the darkness is the lack of the message of Jesus the Christ. Because He is the light.
The light. Amen.
And Jesus said way back there, light has come into the world. But men, which men? All men.
All.
They love darkness. So they promote Buddhism,
hallelujah,
Hinduism, Shintoism,
right,
Romanism, Protestantism,
right,
all lesser lights.
Amen.
All of them have a little bit of the truth in them to attract you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But they don't have the light.
Hallelujah.
And so their light then becomes darkness.
Yes.
And so you got paganism. And the United States is the last country.
Exactly.
Amen.
And now the light that God showed on this country has turned into darkness.
Amen.
And you talk about a dark continent.
Amen.
Africa, Russia, no sir. This is the darkest
Amen.
Continent, the darkest nation on the face of the earth.
Yes.
And the only hope God has for this nation or any other nation is that little light.
Amen.
That little one that's in you.
Hallelujah.
That little light.
Hallelujah.
That testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That light.
Hallelujah.
And in the very dark night, just a little light will be seen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You're just looking around and all you see is darkness. And you can see a little flicker of a light. It will catch your attention. And then as you get closer to the light, and closer to the light, the brighter it becomes. And all of a sudden you have a little light right in front of you, but you can see where you're going. Can't see afar off it. I can see. Oh, that's a path. There it is. I'm following Jesus. Why? Because he's moving on and he's the light.
Yes.
Please walk in the light. As he is the light,
Amen.
Then you have fellowship.
Yes.
Walk with me, Lord.
Glory.
I don't know about it.
Glory.
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 I was up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Of course, I... Does that have any credibility? Because I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was in India. I was in China. I was in Cuba. See, the credibility is I was there. And I just happened to be in Grand Rapids. Another time I was in Cuba. Another time I was in India. Another time I'm right here. I. Me. And God just picked this old piece of flesh and moved him all over the world. Yeah. Right now I'm in all of Africa. I received yesterday from over in another Moscow Russian. They're picking me up on that frequency. See, and I tell it to you because I say, boy, look at this. Down in Cuba. I got a man in Cuba just listening all the time. Now, I went to Cuba. Couldn't find nobody. But now I've been to Cuba and I found some. Jose, how you doing, Jose? He says, don't talk in Spanish, talk in English. We want to learn English. Now, I can't talk in your language, your English, because you don't talk. Your English language ain't sometimes not seasoned with the Spirit. But I talk English, and I'm heard over there in Hungarian. And,
amen. Amen.
You expect me to believe that? No, not too many of you. You're just too inundated with unbelief. And you better fight it. You better start with great diligence. Because you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. You're wrestling against the master deceiver. The master liar. The deceitful worker. Who will come to you as truth when he's a lie.
Yes, Lord.
And the only truth you have against him is the truth.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
You don't understand that, huh?
Amen.
Well, I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tried to tell you people many times back in those days. This tabernacle was not here. This outreach was not here. I was on just a few stations. The lady of that church was a pastor, a woman called a pastor. She finally moved here. Even though she moved out of Grand Rapids, she moved here, but she still won't come out here to church. Because the one thing she probably didn't like about me, because I told her to stop calling herself a pastor. Just like you, sister, that called yesterday, commending me all you want. Bless your heart, sister. I'm Pastor So-and-so. I said, no, you're not, lady.
Amen.
You're not a pastor.
No.
You dear sisters out there who have a great love for God, stop calling yourself apostles
Amen.
And prophets.
Amen.
And you brothers who got a great love for God, if you're not a prophet, then don't say you are.
Amen.
Why do you say you are? Because I am a prophet. That's why I say it. If you're not a child of God, don't say it. But if you are, then say it. Go tell it on the mountain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
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 glory, God.
John said he testified. As an apostle, I testify. Yeah. I'm testifying now. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a testimony.
Amen.
What are you testifying? I'm testifying that Jesus came 2,000 years ago and then coming again. Got two witnesses, the Spirit and the Bride. They're all saying he's coming. No? You want to be part of the bride, huh? She's making herself ready. What you doing? You're getting ready to testify.
Hallelujah.
Behold, the groom comes. There he is. I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
What could be a greater testimony for the groom than the bride?
Amen.
What good would the groom be without the bride?
Amen.
Well, behold, the bridegroom comes.
Yes.
Go on to meet him. I'm ready.
Glory.
Got my wedding garment on. Got my Lord God Almighty. What? What in the world? Oh, boy. Ah. Brother Stair, do you honestly really expect us to give a greater witness than we are right now? Yeah. Yeah, and you shall be witnesses. You're being called to the witness stand.
Hallelujah.
Speak up, please. What's your name? Jesus.
Yes.
What's your qualification to testify? I was in sin.
Jesus.
And Jesus took me in.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And why are you living like you're living? Well, Jesus is coming again.
Jesus.
Please not testify.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Paul said, that you allow me to speak for myself.
Hallelujah.
Give me a chance to stand before the judge of all the heavens and earth and say, hey, I can speak for myself on this. Tell a young blind man to talk. You got to speak for yourself. Ninth chapter, St. John. You got to speak for yourself, son. See, I already told him once. If I tell you again, will you believe me? He said, if you'll believe me, I'll be glad to tell it to you again. Got so much joy talking about the first time. But I didn't do a good enough job. He didn't believe it. If I tell you again, I'll try to be more enthusiastic about it. I'll be more persuasive about it. They didn't like him, did they? They didn't like him, did they?
Jesus.
My brother, Jerry, you act like you're getting more excited about this every time I preach about it. Now, I want to show you something, if I can. Because I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was standing down front because at that time I had nobody with me. I had a little Marantz recorder and a little briefcase. Now that's the way I preached for years all over America. When Teresa finally came along, she went with me. But at that point, I had no co-workers. I had no front man, back man, side man. I just had the man.
Yes, Lord.
Is that a man? Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Ah! You people are so disgusting.
Hallelujah.
I'll stay on one thing until I finally get a response out of you. Then I'll go to something else and then you go right back to the dull again. Speak the word, aren't we? Jesus said to the man, Jesus, boy, what faith? You mean, if I just speak the word, you believe?
Glory.
Just speak the word only. Jesus, I have not found some greater faith. Oh, this is real.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a shame that I can find somebody down in the Philippines that got faith more than you folks. Or somebody in New Zealand.
Thank you.
Oh, sisters just moved out. Their husbands died. Death came to their hands. No income or nothing. But they heard the prophet. And they just stepped out of the boat into a storm. And God is just day, one day at a time. One day at a time.
Amen.
Wow. God bless you, sisters.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
While I was in Grand Rapids, what I would do, you see, I preached all the time. I didn't have to prepare for a Sunday sermon.
Thank God.
I didn't have to, I just had to be ready.
Praise God.
Because I was preaching every day.
My Lord.
You folk act like we're asking too much for you to have a testimony every day. You should have a testimony every day so that when Saturday time comes, your testimony should be perfected. I listen to you always, Brother Jerry, all the time. Now, Brother Jerry, my name is such and so and so. I've called you 4 or 5 times, and you just never call me back and say thank you. But we love you, and yeah. Every time I get on the radio, I'm saying thank you. Thank you all for listening. I'm here to be heard. Sure, so let me know you're listening. Send me a radio signal report. Let me know. I'm over here in Atlanta. You ask for a reception report. I'm listening. God bless.
Amen.
I'm down here in Canada, and I hear Peter speaking. I'm listening.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You people still don't get it, do you? You know, most of these stations I'm on, you ought to hear the music they play. God, I want to scream at them. The one they put me on in Long Island the other day. See, I can listen to these tapes. Do you understand that?
Right.
I punch on the website, and there.
Hallelujah.
So just like this morning, before I came here, I checked out this frequency. Before I came over, I punched it up from over to Milan, Italy. I said, I punched up from over in Milan, Italy, the European Gospel Radio site. You people out there got the internet? Just put in European Gospel Radio in your search engine. Put it in there, European Gospel Radio, and up it will come. Go down the line, you'll see two little buttons that tells you to click on them, and you will hear the Overcomer coming off of their site that's being fed to their state. I even done it for you. Sometimes I'll push it, let you hear it come right back. I stand amazed in the present.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Mr. Stair, I heard you over here in Yakima, Japan. Here is an excerpt of what I heard. Click. Boom. And there I'm listening to it.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
I'm a ham operator. I stay on the ham radio all day long. But today I heard you.
Hallelujah.
Sir, you're not a ham. Look, it didn't mean nothing to you, huh? There's a guy that knows all them guys shuck each other. But he said, you're not a ham.
Yeah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost meat, not a ham. I have meat.
Hallelujah.
Come and dine, the master called.
Oh, yes.
Now, while I was there in Grand Rapids, there were two scriptures that God jumped out at me. One was, go no longer into the highways and hedges. go no longer. Go no longer. Don't preach the gospel of Christ anymore. Don't go out into the world and preach the gospel of Christ anymore. Go no longer.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
It can bother your mind then. Because most of the so-called Christians, they derive their strength from preaching the gospel of Christ. And I tried to tell you 10, 20 years ago.
Hallelujah.
The gospel of Christ today has no power upon the face of the earth. The only place it has power are the ones that God can reach and they believe.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, you can say Jesus came to save all day long.
Hallelujah.
And this world won't believe it, so therefore they cannot be saved.
Hallelujah.
So I wrote me a note the other day. Said, Joel Osteen said homosexuals can go to heaven. Sure they can, but not as homosexuals.
No. Amen.
They got to be saved.
Amen.
And I tried to tell you, I made the bold statement, homosexuals today will not be saved. Not because God can't save them. Because God only saves sinners.
Amen.
Because they will not call. Boy, if you people could understand what God did to identify your sins so you would know what sin is.
Glory.
What a joy one day when God convinced me of sin.
Hallelujah.
That things that I were doing and things that I still are still, that hasn't changed. Well, you say it's all right to sin. No, I don't. I just tell you that when you sin, it's all right to acknowledge that it's sin.
Amen.
These things I preach unto you that you sin not. But
hallelujah.
Knowing you and knowing me, if you sin, don't forget. You have a victim's advocate. Who tells you to take it to the judge and get a restraining order. Say, oh devil, let my people go.
Hallelujah.
Oh boy. Wow. Wow. Now we know what restraint is.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
And the wicked one touches him not.
Amen.
He's restrained.
Glory.
He was restrained in Job's case. Job said, let me at him. Or Satan, let me at him. Let me at him. And God said, all right. Yeah, he gonna curse you. No. Why? Because I love him. And Job knows I love him. Take everything else away from him, but you're not going to take that love that I have for him. Keep yourself in the love of God. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Thank you for your love, Lord.
Meant to get that scripture, but I didn't quite get it. Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me from his tribulation, persecution, affliction, imprisonment. I'm not going to let them separate me from the fact that he loves me.
Yes.
And because he loves me, I love him.
Hallelujah.
If I can realize that he loves me,
then
I can also say, I love you, Lord. A love for God. And that can only spring from his love for you. I'll do it again. We love him because
he first loved us.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's keeping yourself.
Amen.
You go and say, I love God, and you just do it for yourself. It's no good.
Amen.
God said, that is not love.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The last fellow that took me off of that is dead in his grave.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I said, he's dead in his grave.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You stand in the pulpit here.
Thank you, mercy.
What's that got to do with me? Everything.
Yes, Lord.
I'll tell you again. If you keep messing around with the prophet of God like some of you are doing, it'd be better you never came here. It'd be better you never listened to me.
It'd
be better you never come out and say, praise the Lord, God sent me.
Oh, bless you.
I've always warned you about that.
Amen.
Now these stupid people rise up and think they're going to destroy me and they're gone. And I'll tell you, most of them were. Ron Cantrell was a very fine, articulate man, preacher. Yeah. But he spoke against his prophet.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, one time he cried out, I'm one of the two witnesses. Well, he's one of the two witnesses that I'm the prophet. He sealed his testimony with his death. Because when he said, you're not the last day prophet, I am, he lied.
Hallelujah.
He lied. And I don't care about the other sins. I don't care about your sins. If you confess your sin, then you're not a liar. If you say, I ain't got no sin, now you're a liar.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Is that clear?
Yes,
in him there is no sin, not in you. And if you're in him, then you have no sin. That's it. That is a simple gospel message. Jesus Christ came into this world.
Amen.
This worldly flesh.
Mm-hmm.
To take away your sin.
Yes.
So they have no more dominion over
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the statement, go no longer, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. If someone is lost, they're not saved, are they? Are they? Are they?
Amen.
He came to seek and to save that which was
lost.
If you're lost, you're not saved.
Right.
Hello? Have some of you lost your way? Lost your perspective? Have you? Even though you're a sheep? Got entangled? Got snares? No?
Yes.
So you go to the lost sheep.
Amen.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to get more sheep into the fold.
No.
I'm just trying to identify the sheep that are lost.
Sheep, yes, Lord. Yes.
I got black ones, white ones, young ones, old ones.
Glory.
Rich ones, poor ones. But they're lost. They're lost in what their own identity and what they're seeking. They're lost.
Yes, Lord.
They're lost. But God commanded his love towards us.
Hallelujah. Glory.
There's an us.
Yes, Lord.
And there's a them.
Yes, Lord.
I made that statement many years ago. I like it. There's an us. And if God be for us, he's not for them.
Holy, yes,
there's
Lord.
An us and there's a them.
Yes.
And greater is he that's in you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Part of the us.
Yes, Lord.
And if God be for us, who can be against?
Glory. Praise.
And God commanded his love towards
us.
Yeah. While we're yet sinners.
Oh my God, what a wonderful God.
While we're yet sinners.
Amen.
He died for us.
Glory.
He did that before you ever committed a sin.
Yes.
You were charged as a sinner before you were born.
Amen.
There you were. And you came out of that womb and you sinned.
Yes.
You were charged to sin, and sin you did.
Amen. Glory.
Now you weren't born again to sin, but you were born to be eventually be brought forth.
Amen.
And there'll be no sin.
Amen.
No more.
Glory.
No more. God commended his love for towards us. Towards us.
Yes.
Towards us.
Thank you, God.
He said, see my love towards you compared to the love I have for the world.
Yes, Lord.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
He don't recommend that love. Because that love didn't save the world. Because they wouldn't believe on him.
Amen.
They wouldn't believe.
No.
But now you're a believer.
Right.
So he commands his love towards you, believer. Oh, boy. Wow. Glory.
Glory.
I recommend this love.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Say that right, Brother Al.
Amen, brother.
Press on in, boy. And while you were yet sinners.
Amen.
Us.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yet sinners.
Yet sinners.
Oh!
God's ready to look towards us.
What a God.
The ones he's already said, I'm going to save you.
Yes.
He said, don't tell you, you usins. Why are you yet sinners?
Yes.
Remember this.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
For the ungodly.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
I have hope. This is a faithful saying. Worthy of all acceptation.
Yes, God.
And Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, by the way.
Hallelujah.
I just noticed that. It doesn't say Jesus Christ.
Right.
It says Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's again a revelation I gave 35 years ago. Because I was reading the scriptures and I read where it said Jesus Christ and then Christ Jesus. And I thought, why is the Holy Spirit doing that?
Hallelujah.
When he talks about Christ Jesus, he talks about God in the man.
Hallelujah.
When he talks about Jesus Christ, he talks about the Jesus who has God in
him.
He's talking about the man. He talks about Christ, he's talking about God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus was the man.
Hallelujah.
Christ is God. Thou art the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Who do men say that I, the Son of Man?
Glory.
Thou art the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Many will come and say, I am Christ.
Hallelujah.
Christ is not a name.
Jesus. Sweet Jesus.
You folks really don't appreciate this, do you? You really don't. Do you? What I'm saying, see, and I even try to tell you, even though I preached it many times, just one more time, refresh myself. Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus was the man.
Hallelujah.
Behold the man, Pilate.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Right.
There's one mediator between God and men, the man, who became the Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he ascended up on high.
Yes.
Far above principalities and powers.
Hallelujah.
Stepped down the Father's right hand, the Christ, the Savior.
Glory.
The Redeemer.
Glory.
The Advocate.
Yes.
The Propitiation.
Yes.
The Redemption.
Yes.
Whoa!
Hallelujah.
Can I find a better word, Lord? I'm trying.
Hallelujah.
Magnify. Glorify.
Glory.
Oh, come and do it, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh,
you're
going to fill all the earth. And the glory of the Lord is going to fill the earth.
Hallelujah.
What do you mean the glory? It says now. So that's the glory.
Amen.
The knowledge that Christ is in you, that's glory. All that will be glory. Don't you know that you got glory in you?
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory.
If someone's lost, then they're lost. They're not saved. So go no longer to the saved ones, but to the lost sheep, the ones that are saved but lost their way.
Yes.
Isn't that something? How God had to show you the way you were walking, doing was not leading to the kingdom.
Thank you, God.
You were lost.
Amen.
My God, man, you had a nice home and you had a little group up there to preach to. Huh?
Glory.
And all you got is a few left.
Glory. Thank you, God.
And the only way you're going to keep them because you brought to the problem with the problem.
Glory.
I got to think about you. Because you're seeing how you was. Hard picture you acted like that, doesn't it?
My Lord.
But you did. Now you're not acting no more.
Hallelujah.
Now you're walking in faith.
Hallelujah.
Hope the truth.
Glory.
You stop being you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You ain't worth nothing.
No.
Neither are you.
Amen.
Amen.
The only valuable thing you have is that's my shirt.
Yes, Lord.
Otherwise, you got nothing else. And it didn't take your money to do that.
Amen.
And that money he gave, over $500,000, it didn't make me the servant of God. And if I never get in the water, I'll still be the servant of God. That's my shirt.
Hallelujah.
Now, blessed be the servant of the Lord, Brother Baker.
Amen.
Let's be the servant of the Lord, Brother Stair.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Yes.
Why, you isolate that. Yeah, I'm the servant of the Lord for this hour. I am the servant.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Behold, I will send my messenger. He'll serve my cause.
Yes, Lord.
He'll proclaim my word.
Glory.
He'll uphold my righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
He'll establish my truth.
Yes, Lord.
No, don't be like the old leper.
Jesus.
No, be like the little widow. He questioned the old boy, but she's
right.
A leper. Well, I thought sure when I get over here and be with this prophet that I could mold him into what I want him to be. Ain't that right? Well, if I just get down there, he'll see my side, won't he? Because he don't understand where I'm coming from. That's right. I don't understand even why you're coming from it. But I understand where you're going.
Glory.
I believe what God's doing now. Hallelujah. I'll build a church.
Glory.
And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
If you're lost, you're not saved. Because it means you're separated from the Savior.
Hallelujah.
And the only way you're going to be saved is by staying with the Savior.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only claim you have to being saved is that you have the Savior.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And the only way you got out there and got lost is because you didn't hear the voice. There were too many other bye-byes around there and you weren't paying attention to the shepherd's voice. So you went astray.
Hallelujah.
So now God sends you the voice.
Hallelujah.
So that you might be saved.
Glory, glory, glory.
So I can be saved.
Glory.
Well, if I didn't hear this voice, if I didn't hear this voice, I would be saved, brother. I found myself in so many briars and bushes lately, dark clouds around me. If I didn't hear that voice, it's okay. You don't want to come with me?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And he said, believe on him whom he sent. Now that thing will follow all the way down. If you're going to work the works of God, you've got to believe on the brothers and sisters. There ain't no way you're going to be saved. But look how simple they are.
Amen.
You should identify with that. Look what they've done. How do you know what they've done? Could it be that you've done it?
Amen.
For doing it?
Hallelujah.
I tried to tell you all along, and you never really believed me. The only way you recognize sin in somebody else.
Amen.
That God is showing you that sin is in you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you are without sin, then you wouldn't see sin. Because you're without sin because of Christ. And if you looked over there, you would see sin.
Amen. My Lord.
No, you would see Christ.
Amen.
So when you see sin, that means you're in sin.
Yes, Lord.
Come, you sinners.
Thank you, Lord.
Lost. You're not saved if you're lost.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Till you acknowledge that, you're in your sin, brothers and sisters. You're in a sin against God, and that's going to be very devastating. You hear me? You're not doing it. You better hear the story. We told it to you 100 times. There were 2 men in the temple.
Amen.
The one said, Father, God, I thank you I'm not like that one. I go to church, I read my Bible, I pay my tithes. And the other guy, he couldn't even lift up his head. Smoting his breast. Said, God, be merciful to me.
Sin.
And Jesus said, which of the twain went home justified? Why are you so quiet? You just don't want to give it up, do you? You want to play God, don't you? Don't you? Well, I'm a judge. Well, then you judge if Christ is in it. That's the only judge you've got to make.
Thank you, Lord.
That's only the only job you got to make. And his spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're sons of God, and sons of God don't have no sin. Charged against them.
Glory.
No, they don't. Who shall lay anything to the charge of the one that God elected to become his son?
Amen.
No one. There is no charge. No charge. No, there is no charge.
Glory.
No. Get out of my face. I'm telling you, you don't stop that junk, you're getting out of here.
Amen.
And there's no reason for me to even have to do that, but what I'm saying is true. Some of you are still sitting around in your little old self-righteous. I don't do that. I don't do this. And you make stupid judgments on what you know of somebody after the flesh. And spiritual people make no judgment concerning the flesh.
Amen.
The flesh is corrupt.
Amen.
It's rotten.
Right.
It's sinful. You don't need to judge it anymore.
Amen.
It's condemned already. So don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Don't let it control your walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
And you'll rise above all that condemnation.
Hallelujah.
I'll let nothing separate me. Nobody's got to come to me and tell me about my sin. I know how important it is. But I will not allow my sins that have been forgiven and taken away, including the ones that I may commit today. I have a recommendation from God. And when you start getting that kind of faith, you'll overcome. You'll just overcome. Yeah, you will. And you walk no longer in lust. And, no. Some of you don't know about that, but you can. I know the fine line there. You don't got to tell me about it. Boy, they're going to do it no matter how I look at them. They say, Brother Stair, don't you know what we know about you? You mean I've been with you this long and you still don't know that Christ is in me? And that I'm a man sent from God. That'll solve your situation with me. And remove all your doubts and question about some of the things I do that you don't like.
Hallelujah.
How long must I be with you? What do you want God to do to me before you will believe?
Right.
Stop it, church.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, you better stop it. Because if you don't, that spirit is going to separate you from your brothers, from the man of God, and from Almighty God. And some of you already gave too much attention. You're entangled now. You're entangled with your own conviction. Well, I can't do that. Well, then don't do it. But don't fuss the other brothers. If God brings you to a born again strength and references something, you can't. You won't do it anymore.
Amen.
We're in a process of growing up here.
Amen.
You know, I walked out of this heaven the other night. I said, God, kill me. And I'm telling you, folks, you keep treating me like this, some of you, in reserve. Kill them, God.
Oh, God.
Kill them.
Amen. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Don't believe me, huh? Okay. We watch God do it.
Amen.
How many more folk do you want God? Just don't touch me.
Oh, yeah.
And do me no harm.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
And don't touch the others.
Amen.
You hear me, Brother LaPinka? These are my sheep.
Amen.
You have no influence with them except to live the life you're supposed to live.
Right.
Stop saying God this and God that. You should have learned from the very beginning that God wasn't talking to you. If God was talking to you, he wouldn't have to send you to me.
Oh, bless
you. Can God talk to us? Yes, sir. And when he does talk to you, I'll know it. And I will not go against what God says. Now, that is the truth. But don't come and tell me God said something and God don't give me the witness that he said it. Because I got to make a judgment, don't I? How many times can I give you illustrations on that? You people listening out there on all those frequencies, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, which is our time, which is, I think it's...
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Let's see, do I have that down here? Oh, I thought I brought them with me, but we're on another 500,000 watt frequency. Again, is now being heard a lot further than I anticipated. Now, what I did with that frequency is I went and spent a lot of money. 500,000 watts don't come cheap.
There you go.
The 300 doesn't come cheap. 300 costs $180 an hour. The 500 costs $250 or $60 an hour. So that means 7 days a week, $250 every hour, times 7, times 30. I think it's around $15,000 a year, a month. If I get it to where it does as much as I hope it will do, then we'll have more time, just like I did with this one. Yeah, it's a 300,000 watt, 2 hours on Saturday. Because I didn't want them people out there to get involved in this and then have it drop off. And it's the craziest thing in the world. Can you imagine people listening to me doing all this rambling from every nation in the world? Well, how are they going to understand? Well, the only thing they got to understand is that I'm a God-sent man. If they can get that, then God will begin to give them understanding. And when they do, I'll get an email from them, or I'll get a letter from them.
Hallelujah.
One here, one there, and over there, way over there. Wow.
Yes, sir, bro.
And I don't want to hear from anybody that does not have a witness.
Hallelujah.
And God is not going to take anybody to heaven or in his coming unless you have a witness.
Amen.
And you're going to have a witness by being a witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And he's going to start the final work with the two witnesses.
Amen.
And you're going to have a witness that they are the two witnesses.
Hallelujah.
And what a witness is that going to be?
Hallelujah.
Wow, did I just say that again? That little widow boy, she had a witness.
Hallelujah.
The old leper didn't have a witness, did he? And he almost lost his blessings, stupid man. I thought. Yeah. Probably a brilliant man. Probably a scholar. Master of languages. No. He was the captain of the host of Syria.
Hallelujah.
Captains of the Syrian military. Do you know our military leaders are smarter than our president? He's the commander in chief. But that guy, he don't know how to fight a war.
Oh, God.
We got generals up there. Brilliant. Patton, Eisenhower, Marshall. They made their mark.
Amen.
Anybody know what I just did? I named some generals. How about Sherman?
Yeah.
Huh? Sitting in a little old tent somewhere, directing their army, outmaneuvering their enemy, jumping the gun on their ambushes.
Glory.
How about George Washington?
Glory.
His fame was not as president. His fame became as a general.
Oh, God.
Come on! I'm just trying to tell you, the captain of the host of Syria, he was no fool. But he was, wasn't he? Because he didn't know nothing about the things of God. Yeah, the first message he got about being cleansed was from a little maid that said, there's a prophet. What did he do, go to the king? Why did he go to the king? Why did he go for the prophet? Hello? Now nobody knows the story again, huh? He put on his military might, brought his army with him, headed for the king. When the little maid said, there's a prophet in Israel. He should have been looking for the prophet. And prophets aren't in king's palaces. Boy, it doesn't make no difference what I say. You people are just not good. Jesus said, what for would you ought to see? You don't go see the prophet in the king's palace.
Right.
You don't go see the prophet in the First Baptist Church.
Amen.
You got hit in the wilderness somewhere.
Amen.
Glory.
You sure didn't look like I perceived you. When I first saw you, I thought you was this, and I thought you was that. And why do we admit, saints? We went astray.
Amen.
And I more than any of you. That's how I know where I'm at. I spent 40, 50 years strolling around and around trying to find identity. Trying to find some confirmation from some ungodly, worldly church. And finally, when God talked to me, he said, it wasn't worth a damn. You're so... I meant it. I'm saying it just like he told me. He said, all those 55 years, he said, I just wipe them off. They're not even worth a damn. I won't let them do you no harm. I want you better in front of it.
No doubt.
I just wipe it away like it never happened. And I'll send you now. And I'll do the work.
Glory.
And they won't be damned.
Glory God. Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you are my workmanship. Here I am working with y'all. Working,
hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
I'm not hoping you're going to get a diploma, but a crown.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord in the heart.
Hallelujah.
Hey, how many strings can I get for them? I have a harp with 1,000 strings, boy. You'll never get finished playing all them strings. You don't have the confidence you're going to get out of that? You don't have the turning to do it, boy. And you're going to play the harp for the king on the throne, and he's going to calm his spirit. Hallelujah. Devil won't be caused him no more trouble. You know what David did? Played on the harp and calmed the spirits that was troubling the king.
Yes.
Well, you see, when we get up there, we're going to play on the harp and calm the spirits that won't trouble the king no more. Hallelujah. No more. He'll say, play on, brother, play on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God ain't going to trouble himself with the world anymore. He's not going to trouble himself with sin anymore.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bring it all to an end.
Glory, thank you, God.
He's not going to hear no more eyes up there. He's going to be the eye.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to be the big eye.
Yes.
Glory. Yes, sir.
Room enough for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes,
sir. All right. So maybe you don't have to agree with me to encourage yourself. Maybe you can do that. But you can encourage me.
Amen.
Ananias and Caiaphas, being a high priest, the word of God came on to John. Went right past the high priest.
Oh, Lord.
Went right past the Pope of Rome, general bishop, chief apostle. Ananias and Caiaphas, being a high priest, but the word of God came on to John. Not to them. The son of Zacharias in the wilderness. You know, again, how could anybody not see what God did to name this fellow? Somebody said he was Elijah. God would have named him. Did Elijah get his name from God?
Glory.
Well, did Elijah get his name from God? Who called him Elijah? What's wrong with you? And Elijah from Tishbe. Who called him Elijah?
Glory.
So who gave his name?
God.
So you think God don't know you by name?
Oh, yes, he do.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So I want to get, out of all people,
yes.
An issue came up over the name of John.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who would have been the Elijah messenger
Hallelujah.
If they would have believed it. So why didn't they believe it? Because his name was John.
And
God made sure they didn't present him as Elijah. Because it wasn't time for him to be the Elijah messenger just before. Now, you've got to understand. He did come before the great day of salvation.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
So John the Baptist was the messenger announcing the day of salvation.
Yes,
not the great and notable day. The day that you're, that's going to be notable. It's the last one. What in the world? No wonder I can't get nobody to live down. I can't get this guy. They want to sit there and analyze it. What do you get out of that?
Yes, Lord.
Will you please tell me? What do you gain by sitting there and scrutinizing what I'm saying and not just believe what I'm saying?
Glory. Jesus.
Oh. I will send my messenger just before that great and notable day
Amen.
Of the Lord shall come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when John came, he also fulfilled the messenger just before
Hallelujah.
The great and notable day of the Lord came, the day of salvation. Jesus actually said, now is the time, today is the day for men to be saved. So John the Baptist came preaching the Lamb of God, the Savior, who came to save sinners. Salvation is of the Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I'm not preaching the gospel of Christ. Been done. It was instituted by John. Or don't you know he preached the gospel of Christ?
Yes, sir.
You spiritual hardhead. Get him out of here, God.
Hallelujah.
I mean it, God. You've got to empty this place right down to nothing.
Help us,
Lord. You know God's going to get rid of unbelievers.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You better do something about that. That mental superiority you got. Your heady and high-mindedness. That you think you got to intellectually understand the mysteries of godliness. You're a fool.
Jesus.
I got a question for you, and then they'll go ahead and give me the answer.
Glory.
And see, you only hear a few of them. I'm in your data all day long.
Yeah.
Had a guy been calling me the last couple of days, Brother Sam, I have been sent to tell you to warn the people about Bob Tilton.
Oh,
he's leading so many, or not Tilton, the other guy used him. The other guy used him. Say it like you know it. Did you need to get on your broadcast and warn your people? I said, go to hell, man. I'm not on this air. Everybody knows what I believe about Osteen. And you're a fool, and you even listen to him.
Right.
Or Chuck Swindoll. Or,
oh, Jesus. Glory.
Or Joyce Myers.
Yeah.
Or any of those.
Yeah.
Tried to tell you for years and years and years.
Hallelujah.
When you listen to a so-called Christian radio today, you hear nothing but perversion
Jesus.
And distortion
Amen.
From every last one of them.
Amen. Jesus.
And all you got to do, if you don't believe me, is just go to them and say, do you hear the prophet? And watch their reaction.
Amen.
Hallelujah. BBN literally sent me a notice that we can't put you on our station because you claim to be a prophet.
Hallelujah.
And we don't believe in prophets. Bible Baptist Network. All the prophets have been done away with. No, not one of them have been done, not the apostles. The apostles have not been done away with. They finished their ministry, and we don't have to add any more to it. They laid the foundation, and in their foundation they included the prophets. And the prophets are the ongoing authority. The apostles finished their job. And while they were apostles, they were prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, set up governments. They did it all. Laid the foundation for the operation of the church. And then they left. They're done. They're finished. God don't need apostles anymore. He only designed 12.
Hallelujah.
Not 18, not 17. Now I can all feel that.
Amen.
There's only 12 going to sit on the throne. And Judas won't be there.
No.
A fellow named Paul will be there.
Jesus.
Classic example of a replacement.
Right.
Just like Jesus, who was the chief apostle.
Hallelujah.
The chief authority.
Jesus.
Engaged in worship.
Glory.
Who
Hallelujah.
Replaced the one
Glory.
Who was the highest.
Amen.
Amen.
No other angel in heaven was committed to the worship Glory. Of God. Damn it. Why don't you people believe me?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And Gabriel and Micah, Glory. Even though they are equal with Lucifer, they are not complete.
Amen.
So they're sitting around waiting for the perfection
Amen.
Or the completion
Amen.
Of that Lucifer who they had to cast out of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you know Michael was the one who took hold of the old boy? Huh? Boy, you don't know nothing, do you? That's why the angels rejoice when they see someone saved.
Yes.
Because you've been saved and become a true worshiper. We're going to replace those fallen angels. And every time one comes to that point, the angels rejoice. Because they are worshiping and praising a perfect God, but their worship is not perfect without you and me. For they cannot be made perfect without us. And they got patience, loving, perfection. Lord, Lord, wish I. God help me.
Mm. Glory. Holy God.
My eyes have seen the glory.
The glory. Yes, Lord. Glory.
He's trampling out his entrance.
Holy God.
His gracious wrath.
Yes, Lord.
And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
Yes.
Do I have to be baptized? Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
How? Right.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Hallelujah.
Glory God.
What makes anything right?
Hallelujah.
Faith. When Christ, who is our righteousness, faith. Have faith in the righteousness of God.
Amen.
That's what makes everything right.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I had some fellows here that got baptized with a cup of water.
Glory.
Okay. It's all they had.
Amen.
So it's right. Because you can be baptized in the biggest pond in the world if it's not faith. It's still not right.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you got pond over there, don't use a cup of water.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I saw a picture the other day of a man who got killed in in some shape or form. They had him on ABC News, and they had him sitting there in a little urn. That's my husband and my brother. My sister. Anyway. He wasn't buried.
Amen.
People ask me the question, is it all right to cremate? Who cares?
Hallelujah.
But true Christian burial is burial. So even if you put it in an urn, burial. That even though God put you in an earthen vessel, he wants to bury you.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Isn't it somehow how dumb we are, and we can't understand that?
Hallelujah.
Oh yes,
Lord. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low.
Hallelujah.
And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see
Hallelujah.
The salvation of God."
Glory!
Yes. Glory.
That's what Jesus did for the first time.
Hallelujah! Glory!
The world was in a corrupt situation.
Yes, Lord.
And he did a great work of
Jesus.
Saving those he returned. Now, in the end, he's going to do a greater work.
Greater, yes, Lord.
By saving those that are saved.
Save us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
By perfecting those that are needing perfection.
Glory God.
Greater.
Yes, Lord. Glory God. Jesus.
Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, "O ye generation of vipers.
Hallelujah.
You poisonous apes. Sit around me with your big old poisonous assertions.
Glory.
How dare any of you come against the man that God sent in order to help you have you be secured in salvation? What's wrong with you? Are you out of your mind?"
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Vipers.
Mm-hmm.
Poisonous.
Yes, Lord.
Vicious.
Oh God. Jesus.
Who hath warned you to pray from the wrath to come? I'm going to stop there because I got a lot to do about that. I'm the only man that told you that too. John the Baptist, by preaching Jesus, is telling the world that the wrath of God is going to come. You disobey my gospel, my message, the wrath of God is going to abide. And that's kind of tough, ain't it? He said the reason why you guys are doing what you're doing because you don't believe in the wrath.
Help, Lord.
Has God had to teach you about his wrath?
Yeah. Lord. Thank you.
You thank God he died before the final judgment.
Hallelujah.
I know how you're going to cope. Well, God said he poured his wrath upon children of disobedience. Well, has there been children disobedient around here? Have we seen any wrath?
Yes, sir. Oh, God.
Has God judged it before time?
Thank you. Oh, God. Amen.
In his wrath, he remembers.
Mercy.
Where will he remember it? At the final judgment. And he judges you now, chastises you now. He's remembering that at the final judgment, they're going to have mercy.
Oh, God. Yes.
Shall we stand?
Oh, remember mercy.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
for his mercy,
Hallelujah.
Endure forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For his mercy, endure forever. Praise the Lord. For his mercy, endure forever. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Your mercy.
And old Paul was being scrutinized. I want to tell y'all something.
Hallelujah.
Did you think you know about me, huh?
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what I did. He goes down the line, he thinks that one of the most despicable description of an ungodly, immoral, obnoxious man all doing things in the name of God.
Hallelujah.
He used one little phrase that I persecuted the church.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said he made havoc.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the hope we have for some of these folk out here making havoc. But his old cry was, "I obtained mercy."
Amen.
He's a merciful saint.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you can't hardly believe why people keep turning them down. But they do. because they just don't believe they need mercy. You generation vipers. You don't think you're going to need mercy, huh?
No mercy.
You good church going folk. You're not fathering people. You're sanctified holy folk with your dress and your attitude. You don't think you're going to need mercy. You think all them things are going to get you into the kingdom, don't you? You're a fool. You're a fool. May God help you to repent of your foolishness.
And
turn to your benefit if you start with your brother and sister. Till you endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, which is the Spirit of love, forgiveness.
Yes.
No matter how you want to say it,
yes.
I'll say it the way it ought to be said.
Yes.
He that hath not the Spirit of God,
Spirit.
Is not
Spirit.
Of him. And that Spirit of God was manifested in his Son, Jesus Christ. And it was proclaimed as the Spirit of forgiveness. You hear me? Do you hear me? He that does not forgive his brother, you have not the Spirit of God. And you that do, you can testify that Christ dwelleth in you of a truth. Because there's not a one of you that physically or humanly can forgive any. Because you're so iniquitous. What they did to me. Is what they did to me. What they done to me. What they done to me.
Well,
all you got to remember is what you've done to him.
In your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. In your name.
So don't harden your heart. That's a sin against God.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have any hope at all of being at that glorious final judgment, you're going to have to acknowledge that as a sinner, you need mercy.
Mercy!
Give us this day our daily portion of mercy.
Mercy!
The reason why we're asking you to do that is because we forgive our trespasses.
You do it, mercy! You mercy, God!
Forgive us as we forgive us. If I want to attain that daily mercy, it's got to be on the background of forgiveness. I'd like to know why some of you people are resisting the message of forgiveness.
No, suffering mercy. Okay.
It's not a hard price to pay.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Long suffering mercy, God.
It really isn't.
Oh, God.
You can relieve yourself of a lot of guilt and condemnation.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Playing God. And just let God be God.
Amen. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, mercy. Thank you, God.
May the Lord bless you. You folks that's listening to me now, please, if you get a chance, go to our website, www.overcomingministry.org. Look at Mr. Amos up there. He's an interesting fellow. And again, the reason why we keep talking about Amos, because it's in Amos chapter 3, where God lays out the revelation for the end times. And there won't be so many questions all the time if you believe that.
Amen.
For the Lord God will do nothing without first revealing to his servants the prophets. I know it's his servants. I know that. And that's the way it's been. Every generation, every major happening, God will raise up a prophet who would spearhead it. And then he would strengthen the other prophets. There's no other prophet on the face of the earth. Isn't just something. But why can't I get 100% full agreement from this house here? You know how God would not allow another prophetic ministry to be magnified here?
Hallelujah.
Although I believe there are men that got a calling. Minor prophets, as you could call them. They're not major, but they're minor. And their job is to strengthen the major.
Right.
Don't you know in music you've got minor and major? So what strengthens the major? The minor.
Hallelujah.
How do you like that? Oh, that old musician back, he knows that.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear all major keys? All major notes?
Hallelujah.
Not a little old minor ones, significant ones. They blend in there, Nate. So all you little minor ones. Asia Minor, Paul went to. Asia Minor. Isn't that something? You're all prophets, you know.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah, you're minor, but you're all prophet. You have the testimony of Jesus Christ, you are a prophet.
Did
you get Paul, Moses upset when he said, I wish they all were prophets? Come on, prophesy, folks. Testify. Proclaim. Give a witness. Well, my voice won't mean much. Put them all together and we have the voice. I will.
Hallelujah.
I will. Hey, Liz Sage, I will. Everybody say, I will. Come on. A little bit louder than I will, ain't it?
Yeah.
You're in trouble, but happy you wouldn't do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why you would say I will when I ask you to do it? Some of you. Will you tell me why you stood right there and said, I don't think I have to do that? Because I gave you a lead-in. I said it for you. I told my sister Margaret when she was laying on the bed with a solid voice. And she said, I will. Because somebody said, live, Margaret. Live. Live, church. Live. Live, church. Hey, live. Live, Brother Tom. Hey, live. Come on, live. This little light of mine.
Amen.
Lord bless you.
Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
One more time.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to
thank you
and praise you too.
Thank you.
Would you pray for us? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, bless you, Father. Oh, the Lord is good. And his mercy endured forever. Oh, bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy today. It's being exhibited right now, Lord God. Brother David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Oh, yes, that's a good question, Lord. But you are mindful of us, Lord God,
yes,
and showing us mercy just being here today, just being able to hear thy word, Lord God, being able to hear the prophet, Lord God, to be gathered with those of like precious faith. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the voice of the prophet. We thank you for the pastor, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you strengthen him right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to proclaim thy word, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Give him help, Lord God, from the sanctuary. Oh, yes, help all your people, Lord God. We need help, Lord God. We need help, Lord God. The ones that are gathered here, the ones who are listening far off, Lord God. Oh, yes, by the phone, by the radio, by the shortwave, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Spencer. All right, saints, you may take your seats. Come on. We have a song today. Two. Come on. Praise the Lord.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he fed the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, just Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemy assails and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will take a way for you. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are done and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Crum, are you ready?
Hallelujah.
All right, let's sing that song, brother. Sing that song. Praise the Lord Jesus. Singing to the Lord. Glory, glory.
Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, O God from heaven. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, and we all be sanctified. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine.
Oh, yes,
turn us again. sins, and we shall be saved. Return, we beseech thee,
O God
of hosts, O God from heaven. Return, we beseech thee,
O God
of hosts, and we all be sanctified. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, God thou face to shine. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, and we shall be saved. And we shall be saved. And we shall be saved.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm encouraged. Yeah. I always like to scripture that say we must be saved. How about that? The just shall live. I like it like that. All right, praise the Lord, saints. We're blessed to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. To give God glory, to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, as Brother Sarah was preaching, as always, you know, my heart began to indict a good matter. Isn't that how it is when you hear someone pour their heart into a song or preaching? Your heart began to indict a good matter, and you began to think on the things of the Lord. So that's what goes on with me. You know, as Brother Stair preached, as I hear good preaching, you know, my heart began to meditate on those things, and I begin to relate with my own experiences. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. I read about a man that, let's see, I'll just say he did a heinous crime. We all know about heinous crimes. So his payday came up, and I think the judge gave him the max he could give him. And he had ruined the lives of several people. I won't go into detail because it really doesn't matter. The point I'm trying to make is, after the judge had sentenced him, then he besought the judge for some leniency and mercy because of his age and his health. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? After messing up many people's lives, then he wants mercy. Well, that's how men are, you know. He had no qualms about asking for mercy. It reminds us of the account in the book about the man who fell among thieves. You know, he was there and needed some help. Two went out of their way. They saw him, but they wouldn't help him. But there was one that went out of his way to help him. He had compassion on him. Praise the Lord. Well, Jesus, at the end of the account, said, you go and do likewise. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what's required of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Praise the Lord. Y'all going to have some compassion on me today? Hallelujah. 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 A little mercy. Praise the Lord. All right, the man of God talked about witnesses, where we are those witnesses with the fruit of his labor. Brother Paul said, Brother Steer left us a gift, this ministry. Well, we have the voice. I mean, he still speaks. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But he left us as witnesses as well. So what's required of witnesses? Faithfulness. Are you all glad to be witnesses? Huh? Are you a true witness? Are you a faithful witness? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, the Lord will always leave himself a witness. Always. In fact, the scriptures say, ye are my witnesses. Isn't that all right? Sister Burgess, you a witness? Hallelujah. Brother Spencer, you a witness?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We are his witnesses that he is God. Yes. I've got a few scriptures. My prayer is that they would edify us, that they would strengthen and encourage us. That is my prayer. There are scriptures, and of course, except God do something with them, they're nothing. But we pray for God's holy anointing. That he would open up our hearts and that he would speak to our hearts.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be so, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let it be so. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory win? Something starts to stir within.
Oh, God.
You understand that? When man began to talk about sins forgiven, yeah, something begins to happen. Praise the Lord. When he began to talk about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, something begins to happen. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Yeah, stirs me up. All right, it's... Let's look at the one that he started with. Acts chapter 3, right?
Oh, Jesus.
He talked about expectation.
Yes, Lord.
Brother David talked about expectation. Yes. You know, it's a very critical part of our worship.
Oh, God.
Anything concerning God, it has to do with faith and hope.
Oh, Jesus.
Expectation. Yeah, with hope there's expectation. Yes. Come on now.
Yes.
So when we come to the house of God, anytime we approach God, we should have a great expectation. Hallelujah. Well, this crippled man, he looked on them. He gave heed to them, expecting to receive. Wasn't that a good start for the message? Huh? Did we pick up on that? Are we still expecting to receive? Hallelujah. Another scripture that goes with that, of course, is Philippians, verse 1, chapter 20. Paul talks about having an earnest expectation and hope. Isn't that good?
Yes.
See how expectation and hope goes together?
Yes.
But an earnest expectation and hope that with all boldness as always, that Christ might be magnified in his body. You have that hope today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The other one I think is in the book of Romans, chapter 8. The creature. Huh? That would be us. It has an earnest expectation of the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yeah, it's critical to our worship to God to have an earnest expectation. We can go with the next one, which says that, I think it's Hebrews chapter 11. He that cometh to God must believe, have an expectation. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder. How about it? Of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How's your expectation today? Can't seem to get y'all stirred up. Let me tell you that the God we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. We should continually have an expectation. Shouldn't be something we do on Sabbath at 10 o'clock. We as we discern the body of Christ, as we regard the operation of his hand, we should expect something all the time. We should expect a movement from God. We should expect a voice from God, or direction from God, or some comfort from God, some strength from God, some meat from whatever we need. We should have an earnest expectation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
All
right, what about these homosexuals going to heaven? Well, the preacher said,
oh God,
not as homosexual. Hallelujah. They can go to heaven, but they have to become sinners. How about it? There used to be a young man here who would always talk about profound. He said, now this is profound, and that's profound. And you know, God's word is profound. Every bit of it. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is profound. That means it has infinite, excellent power and strength and might. It's eternal. Praise the Lord. But of course, on a carnal mind, it has no effect. Everybody understand? And it's none effect. But the word of God on a sanctified heart is strength and power, joy and peace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. All right. Maybe I'll get to my scriptures then. Thank you, Father. I do want to say my prayer, though. Father, I would not offend. I would speak as the oracles of God. I would minister as you give the ability. I would be a yielded vessel. Meet for the master's use. Let the words that I speak and the thoughts that I think be acceptable in your sight. We would receive the engrafted word with meekness. Even now, Lord, we would have an earnest expectation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Much of my preaching, of course, is things that I encounter daily. Or things that I'm encountering presently. You know, here we are presently, something's going on, right? So I must preach about that. There's something going on with me. In my heart there rings a melody. Or as I always say, my heart is indicting a good matter. I would hear what the Spirit said. I would be edified. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. I found a note on my table. I think I'll read it. It's anonymous. No one signed it. It is addressed to me. It says, Pastor Rice. Agreement in the greater things should extinguish divisions about the lesser. Isn't that profound? Y'all ever heard it before? Oh, there will be perfect union in heaven, and the nearer we approach it on earth, the nearer we come to perfection. The above is a comment I came across on 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Just confirming something you preach weekly, if not daily. Well, this evidently might be a, what do you call that? Commentary. It's probably a commentary concerning 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 confirms what I preach every day. This is a commentary about it. I do preach that if we all agree upon the things that really matter, it will eliminate the divisions. That's what I preach. That's not profound, Pastor Rice. I say this. It's the truth. It is the truth. If we agree upon the things that really matter, it'll eliminate the divisions about the things that really don't matter. I'm going to preach it like that. So, no, we can't go to heaven as homosexuals. We can't go to heaven as prophets. We can't go to heaven as pastors. We just can't do that. We get in, we'll go like sinners. On the merit of Christ Jesus, saved by grace, washed in the blood. Hallelujah. That's how we'll get there. Is that good preaching? So what do you esteem, Pastor Rice? I esteem that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yeah, I don't esteem I'm a prophet. That's not my, no. That's the wrong path. We can't go in like prophets. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And all of the gifts are for the body. So I stand before you to edify, to pour forth love and joy from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Would you receive it? Do you know how? We've often been talked to about our response and our faces, you know. Thank you, Lord. We would begin by humbling ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Humbling ourselves, that's how we begin. That's always a posture when we approach the living God. Even now, I endeavor to humble myself. I'm not proud about this. Nothing to be proud about. Understand how precarious it is. How dangerous it is. I understand all that. So I'm not here up on my own. Wouldn't do it. Wouldn't have you do it. I'm here by the direction of the eternal God. At least that's my testimony. Okay? Praise the Lord. And I endeavor to speak as the oracles of God. What I present to you, I present as a son of God. They went out to ask John about himself, and he told them. I always present myself. You know I do. I present myself as a sinner saved by grace, because I'm endeavoring to get into the kingdom. If not, I would maybe say I'm an apostle, but that's not who I am. I am a sinner saved by grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I stand on. That's what I'm excited about. Or you could say that's what float my boat. That's what rings my bell. How about it? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, being a prophet don't ring my bell. It rings a lot of bells, but don't ring mine. Y'all don't mind me preaching, do you?
Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, when I get up in the morning, I'm not seeking to do the ministry of a prophet. I'm seeking to get close to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I began, of course, by humbling myself. Yes. I confess my desperate need for him.
Jesus.
I even do that right now. Yes. I desperately need the living God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's always faithful to help me.
Yes, Jesus.
He is my refuge.
Yes, Jesus.
He's my strength.
Oh, Jesus.
He's my very present help.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It is good for us to rejoice together. The other part of Acts chapter 3 was a man's response. Many times we've heard it, we've read it. First he stood leaping. Then he went in with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Praising God. You know, that's a righteous response. Can I convince you all that? That is a righteous response. Glory, glory. Yeah, I'm glad he didn't say, well, I don't have to praise God. I don't have to live. I'm glad he didn't say that, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah. He was leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I think when the woman had lost, she had lost something and she swept all the house and found it. Then she rejoiced, but that wasn't complete. She said, y'all come and rejoice with me. That which was lost, I found. And that's all we ask for people that come to worship God. Come and rejoice with me. I'm going to rejoice. But if we're going to be true worshipers, come on and rejoice with me. What are you rejoicing about, Pastor? I'm a sinner saved by grace. Have the faith of God, the hope of God. Looking for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. No reason to rejoice? Hallelujah. Oh, I see. Y'all don't feel the goosebumps yet, huh? I see. It's all right. Let me go on with my scriptures, all right? But I am trying to exhort you. Would you understand that? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I've got Psalms 57. Praise the Lord. Yes, it is profound, the scriptures, especially when they're opened up. You all got me turned on up there. It seemed like, do we have that noise again? Everything's clear? That's good. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
The things of God are profound. Especially to a new creature. or one born again, or a new man. But to the world, it's not profound. It's not exciting. Nothing for them to rejoice over. Now, we're not of the world. These things that I speak of, they are cause for us to rejoice. Hallelujah. Is that not why we're here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, agreement and the greater things. That's very simple. The profound things are like that. They're concise and clear. Yeah. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the way to salvation. See how profound that is? Short and concise. And no other way. This truth about walking together agreement is short and concise. If we agree upon the things that really matter, that will eliminate the division on the things that don't matter. Well, what matters, Pastor? Who is the prophet? Now, what matters, first of all, is who God is. And second, after that, who we are in God. Hallelujah. Yeah. We start right there, then we can go down the line. Yeah, can we agree upon those two things? He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus to get agreement on it, but I'm still going to maintain that.
Yes,
you're all right?
Yes.
All right, in the way I talk, in the way I run, in the way I live, I'm going to maintain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And He is manifest. Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh. You know, He's in you. Can I convince you of that? Would you get excited about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Since we have faith, we can see Christ in our brother. Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be merciful. Oh, there it is. Isn't that a good word?
Hallelujah.
Be merciful unto me. Oh, God, be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee.
Oh, God.
Yea, in the shadow of thy wings I will make my refuge. Until these calamities be overpassed.
Oh, God.
I will cry unto God most high.
Oh,
unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps, yet my soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My heart is fixed, O God. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Hallelujah. Awake up my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp.
Glory.
I myself will awake early.
Glory.
I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations.
Hallelujah.
For thy mercy is great unto the heavens.
Hallelujah.
And thy truth unto the clouds.
Glory.
Be thou exalted,
glory,
O God, above the heavens.
Glory.
Let thy glory be,
glory,
above all the earth.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. So the psalmist speaks of his great resolve. Resolve. Let me read it. I've got a definition. We know what it means, though. Firm and fixed in purpose. Hallelujah. Determined. Resolute. All right. And the verb form is to come to a decision, to make a resolution.
Oh!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And usually that's what's required of Christians when they first come to the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
They do a public renunciation, baptism.
Oh, God.
Some have them come and join the church, but they publicly state, I'm going to start walking up the King's Highway.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to put the world behind me.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to press on. Baptism is one of those forms.
Yes.
It's I'm baptism say I'm buried with him.
Amen.
The old man.
Yes.
All of his ways.
Amen.
All the darkness. All of the evil. I put it aside. I lay it down.
Glory.
And I'm risen to walk with him.
Glory.
In the newness,
glory,
of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why John had his baptism. This was a public renunciation of sin. And they're confessing that they were sinners and that they needed repentance. Is it all right? John baptized them unto repentance. Said, now you just believe on the one that's coming after me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And this is the work of God, that we believe on him whom he has sent. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Of course, daily we give witness. We still walk as to renunciate the works of darkness. The evil and deceitful way. This is the Christian life. Because we're children of the light.
Glory.
Ordained to walk in the light.
Amen.
And to let our light so shine among men that they would see our good works and our Father in heaven would be glorified by the light that we shine.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Opposite of resolute, of course, would be double-minded, wavering. We have scriptures on that wise, James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Let him have his heart fixed, his mind made up. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. If he come in form and fashion without an earnest expectation, or he will don't expect to receive anything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Says the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We're not double-minded about this being the house of God, are we? That Jesus Christ being the Lord of Lords. Are we double-minded about that? Are we double-minded about Christ in you, the hope of glory?
Hallelujah.
The soon coming of the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you.
Well, a firm resolution is definitely needed.
Amen.
Because the adversary is endeavoring to wear out the patience of the saints. He's endeavoring to distract us, to deceive us.
Glory God.
To devour us.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What should we do? Resist him steadfast in the faith.
Amen.
James 5 and 8, be patient. Establish your hearts. Firm, resolute, unwavering. Establish your hearts.
Hallelujah.
For the coming of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jordan 9. See then that ye walk circumspectly.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Amen.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
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 You be filled with the Spirit, you'll be filled with the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speaking to yourselves and psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving thanks always,
yes, Lord,
for all things,
amen,
unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, submitting yourselves one to another and the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
That's not a subject that many want to jump on. That's something that we sort of avoid.
Amen.
You know, submission.
Lord.
It is the power of God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's how Christ got for us the victory.
Amen.
He humbled himself.
Amen.
He became obedient.
Amen.
Even to the death of the cross.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Glory.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, praise God, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder.
Hallelujah.
Ye all of you, be subject one to another.
Amen.
And be clothed.
Hallelujah.
With humility.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
profound, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Pastor, do you want to exalt that over my prophecies? Why don't we just stick them right in there alongside your prophecies? They will dress them up real good. You see what I'm saying? It's the word of God. I'm not offending anybody, am I?
That's all right.
That's not my intent. What I am trying to bring home a point. The word of God is the word of God. And every word of God is pure.
Glory.
And each word of God strengthens the other word of God. It confirms it. Yeah. Genesis confirmed Revelation. Revelation confirmed Genesis. Daniel confirmed Revelations. And Revelation confirmed Daniel. No? Well, we don't throw away Daniel. We don't throw away Revelation. We don't throw away the submitting one to another. But see, that's what's going on. We find something that's so high that we don't need this. And that's deception.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we should submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. We should even want to do that. We should have that desire. And if we don't have that desire, we should at least acknowledge that and seek after that desire.
Amen.
To submit yourself. Is that all right?
Yes, Lord. Glory God.
That's why some jobs are difficult to get done. You know, if there's more than one person doing them. Because you have a way and you have a way.
Hallelujah.
And if it gets done in peace, there have to be some submission.
Lord.
This is God's honest truth.
Yeah.
I do rejoice in it.
Hallelujah.
There have to be some submission. We'll have to esteem the righteousness of God in good order.
Amen.
Above our way.
Oh, yes.
Easier said than done. One of the things that we have is folk that are in love with their callings and the charges that they received.
Yeah. Amen.
Not understanding that we have received a charge beyond that.
Yeah.
A man saved by grace has received a charge.
Glory.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah. Say, Lord.
From the chief apostle.
Yes, Lord.
Understand that?
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me preaching?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it does not contradict or take away from any other prophet or any. But the chief apostle, the chief prophet, has already charged us. You understand? Let's not forget that charge. This is for your good and edification.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to prevent me.
Amen.
You ought to all try to have some compassion on me today. As I try to minister and edify the body. How about a little mercy? Have mercy on me. Yeah, show me a little bit of compassion. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time,
Hallelujah.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Yes.
Be sober, be vigilant,
yes.
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren,
yes, Lord.
That are in the world. But the God of all grace,
yes, Lord.
Who has called us
glory.
Unto his eternal glory,
glory
by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen and settle you.
Amen.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I've written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand.
Oh, grace, grace, grace.
The church that is at Babylon, elect together with you, saluteth you. And so doth Marcus, my son.
Hallelujah.
Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. If not physically, let's do it spiritually. Huh? You can do it, can't you? Peace be with all you that are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Another bad word. Fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in the hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Oh, I found it again. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Yes, Lord.
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you,
oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Live peaceably.
Hallelujah.
With all men.
Hallelujah.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine,
hallelujah,
I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Glory.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained of God.
Amen.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God.
Yes.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil.
Hallelujah.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the saint.
Hallelujah.
For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain.
Amen.
For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath on him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake.
Hallelujah.
For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love.
Amen.
So we have a charge from the chief apostle. Let's not go out and find some other charges that prevents us from doing this one or cause us to forget about this one. You know, you want to be, yeah, Brother Stair told me to do this. Well, the chief apostle told you to do this. Y'all hear me talking, don't you? Y'all don't mind me putting it that way, do you? We heard the preacher the other day talking about flattering. It is something that's done. Flattery is excessive praise and thanks for advantage.
Yes.
And usually it's not even sincere.
Right.
Hmm?
Yes.
And of course, the preacher that preached it, he lived here. He didn't make it up. Hmm? Totally true. The truth makes us free.
That's right.
You know, it goes along with doing things for admiration for advantage. Admiration of men's persons for advantage. Y'all get quiet when I talk like this. All we have to do is acknowledge the truth.
Glory.
We have an advantage. We need to rejoice in the advantage that we have. Huh? We need to stop minimizing the advantage that we have and rejoice in this advantage. And stop seeking and exalting other advantages. Flattery is what people do. Huh? Excessively, sometimes insincerely, for the advance of their own cause. And any cause other than the cause of Christ is ridiculous. It's abominable.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Not many amens.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Must be some other causes in the way.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's still the truth, though.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Owe no man anything but to love one another. We do owe that.
Oh, yes.
Hmm? There's another account of a man who was forgiven a debt that he couldn't pay. He swore that he would, but he just wasn't able. So, Lord had compassion on him.
Hallelujah.
And forgave him all his debt. And he went and found someone that owed him. Hmm? Had no mercy upon him. Had no compassion. Of course, when the Lord heard that, he was wroth. He was angry.
Yes.
You wicked servant. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. So, very simply, we are forgiven as we forgive.
Amen.
That is even the model prayer. Forgive us our trespasses,
yes,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen.
Hmm? It's very simple. How is it folk find things that they hold against people? Well, it's above this truth then, isn't it? Being a dirty, low-down sinner, and you have the opportunity to be forgiven, but to do that, of course, you have to forgive your brother. You won't take that. That's quite a cause, isn't it? And we go around and we find like causes. When we find ourselves not walking in this unity, in this truth, in this joy, in this peace, there is some higher cause than Christ that makes it evil. Y'all understand what? If there is any division, it's because someone has found a higher cause than the cause of Jesus Christ, who saves sinners from their sins.
Hmm?
If we put that first above all, because without that, we don't live. Huh? There's no life without that.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to take it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
So that means, yeah, I forgive you.
Amen.
Even as God, for Christ's sake,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Forgave me.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would exhort you to forgive as well.
Bless you.
For your own sake.
Own sake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I've got a definition here. Bitterness or harshness of temper, manner, or speech. Of course, that's just the spirit, you know. Bitterness or harshness of temper, or harshness of manner, or harshness of speech.
Amen.
In other words, it's not showing yourself friendly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wrong spirit.
Jesus said, I call you friends. Ye are my friends.
Hallelujah.
If you do whatsoever I command you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you all may think I'm saying this for my sake. I love Jesus whether you're my friend or not. I'm just preaching that it's right for you to be my friend since I belong to Jesus. And you can take all your damn callings and all your striving for money and control of money and go to hell with it. I'm still the friend of God. Huh? I preach it like that. And I'm ready to walk with y'all in service to God. Not in service of self-seeking. I renounce that. I denounce it in the name of Jesus. No, we never will walk together if you're seeking your own. We can't walk together if I'm seeking my own. I'm seeking the kingdom of God. I want to be saved. I want to give glory to God. I would receive his mercy, love his mercy, walk in his truth. I'm not going to turn the other way and say I don't see that. I'm not looking for it, but it's out there in the open. Everybody understand? Out there in the open.
Oh, yes, Lord. Want to be safe.
I tried to have you understand that what I'm doing is ordained of God. I'm not seeking any position. I do have authority. I'm walking in that authority.
Oh, God.
I have authority to exhort, to exert, and emanate the godly influence upon God's people. I've got authority to do that. I'm endeavoring to do it with you all. A godly influence. That's what I endeavor to do. I met the Lord as a young child, but then I started to go my way. And I sought my own and did things that men. So, you know, I know when folk are seeking their own. I don't have to. Everybody understand I'm in this flesh. And you may think I'm doing it, but I'm capable of it. That's how I know you're doing it.
Hallelujah.
I've been delivered. I actually love the Lord Jesus more than any position, more than any amount of money, more than any kind of prestige, more than any kind of honor. I'm just telling you the truth. It sets me free. You all see me walking free every day. I'm even walking free right now. Huh? My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Hallelujah. Not in people calling me rabbi. I've got a friend. Huh? His name is Jesus. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I'm his own. Hallelujah. That's why I'm satisfied. I don't need any position. I don't need any riches of the world. I am rich in faith. I have peace with God. I have the love of God. Hallelujah. I have hope in God. Praise the Lord. And as a result of that, I'm able to exhort you.
Jesus.
I'm seeking my own. I have nothing to give you.
Jesus.
So it's manifest.
Jesus.
You know, I've got some fruit.
Jesus.
Whether you want it or not, I still have it.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Love, joy, peace. Well, I've got some fruit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I want to exhort you to bring forth your fruit.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I don't care if you're a prophet, bring forth your fruit. If you're an evangelist, bring forth your fruit. Hallelujah. God likes fruit. I like fruit too. I'm not going to turn up my nose at you. Bring some fruit. You see, I'll take some. Come on. Bring, praise God. Come on, Brother Cromer. You got fruit. I'll take it. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall also be watered. He'll be watered himself. So I say to all you saints that got all this good stuff, then hell, let's have it. Give us some. Okay? Give us some. Don't sit around and smirk and look stupid. Give us some. Give us some. Huh? Give us some. Come on now. Don't say you don't know what I know and you don't ain't got what I got. Well, give us some. Is that plain? Well, Pastor Rice, that's why they don't associate with you. I know that. Yeah, I'm not walking in that darkness. Man's calling don't mean anything, especially if he ain't walking in it truly. You see what I'm saying? If you're a prophet, then be one. Edify this body. Encourage me. Strengthen me. Yeah. The prophet that was here said, I need a pastor. Well, what about these prophets that are around here? They don't need Pastor Rice. See what I mean? Yeah, they are liars. You hear me saying it, don't you? By the unction of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Trying to exhort you to love and good works.
Amen.
I've got nothing wrong with calling. We're talking about fruit.
Right.
Don't go around, I'm this, I'm that.
Right.
Bring forth your fruit.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, brother, sister.
Yeah.
Let's have the fruit.
Hallelujah.
Let's give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Let's give God the glory.
Yeah.
Let's give God the glory.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's not what's going on. Men want glory. Men won't believe. If we're doing something for God, we really don't want to be seen. He sticks you out there, but that's not your desire. When you want to be stuck out there, that's you. That's not God. If you are seeking a position, God ain't seeking you for it. Y'all like how I talk plain? And you don't have to believe me, but I'm speaking the truth. God has ordained me to do this. You don't see me backing up, do you? And it really don't matter, you know. I exhort you because it's right that we should be in peace, follow peace with each other. But if you don't, you can avoid me all you want to. Look the other way, talk behind my back, huh? I still have peace. In fact, I still love you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is that all right? This is the freedom that I have. This is the freedom that you all can have. Yeah, this is freedom. This is freedom. I'm not bound by no desire for a calling. I've got one that suits me fine. Hallelujah. How about you? Huh? Yeah, the pay from God is fine. Yes, I've got no qualm with the wages. I can live on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, by the grace of God, I do follow after righteousness. That's not me. I know how wretched I am. That's part of my strength. Yeah, I can stand up here a wretched man and declare that I'm a son of God. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I have this liberty. But y'all see me doing it? Hallelujah. I am a wretched man, but God loves me. Huh? That's about all I need. Huh? You can be my friend, but you don't have to be. I'm still satisfied. You can strengthen me. You don't have to. I'm still satisfied. You can seek your own. I'll still be satisfied because I'm satisfied with Jesus. And I believe there are people here that are satisfied with Jesus. And all this superfluous stuff really don't mean anything. It just means something to you. It's garbage.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shameful if we find a calling or some cause that prevents us from walking in love. How ridiculous. Huh? We owe to love. And we're going to find some calling where we can't walk, follow after peace. Some endeavor that we have to do. We can't come together in unity. I'm not saying it right. If I say it, though, then I get innuendos. Well, hell, this is not an innuendo. I'm saying it out plain. You find time to dig a pond and you don't find time to rejoice with God's people. That's just crazy foolishness. You might try to put some good look on it. That's just downright foolishness. Everybody understand? It's just downright foolishness. I give no consent to it, no strength to it. And if you do, you are a damn fool. Is that simple enough? You can't dig your pond and still come over here and worship with God's people. Your heart ain't right. You just don't have a mind to worship with God's people. Because if you did, you'd do it. I guess in your estimation, we're not part of the body. Well, I am. We are. And we should discern the body. And love one another and serve one another. God forbid we get some call. Brother Stair told me to do this and I can't discern the body anymore. I can't come to the tabernacle and pray. It wasn't for Pastor Wright. Don't let him prevent you. You're not going to prevent me, whether you come or whether you don't come. I don't care who you are. I'm speaking in love because it's foolish for you to resist all of this, to go do your own thing.
Amen.
We can walk together. I don't care if you dig a pond. I don't care if you come from New Zealand. I don't care none of those things. Huh? They're not really important.
Oh, Jesus.
But if we find something to do that prevents us from doing the simple things that God tells us to do, I mean, it's very simple. We should love God above all and our neighbor as ourselves. We find anything to do to prevent that, we are a bunch of fools. Especially when we say we come aside to do that. To wait on Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Being at odds with your brother.
Oh, Jesus.
That's no way to wait on the king. Not grudging one against another. Exalting yourself one above the other. Let's esteem other better than ourselves. Let's submit ourselves one to another. This ain't good preaching. Come on. I know it is. I'm just giving you this is good preaching. This is righteous indignation from the Holy God to a people who call themselves Christians.
Amen.
It's not hidden, it's just out in the open. If you want to walk with these saints, then you are able to do. We have every opportunity. There's no one here so wretched that you can't put that aside and walk with them. If it is, then he's a sorry God. You see what I mean? We just don't esteem him as we should.
Oh,
we esteem all these other things.
Oh, God.
If we esteem God as we should, we'd forget about the callings.
God.
We would forget about them. We'd forget about who's in charge, because God's in charge.
God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Y'all don't know that? There's none above him. Some resist him, some don't acknowledge him. They blaspheme. He's still God. He's still in charge. He's still responsible. Here we have folk that want to be in charge but don't want to be responsible for anything.
Hallelujah. No God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
We often get this exhortation to lay aside all the foolishness and come on, let's wait for Jesus. We often get it. It's often refused. My exhortation to you all, just don't be a part of it. If they keep doing it, that will not hinder me. You see it, they hadn't done it so far. They can denounce me all they want to, and they've done it. Yeah. No, I mean with conviction. I can't get them to praise the Lord with conviction, but when they were denouncing me, I wasn't there alone. I have witnesses. They had conviction and animation. You, pastor, come from an outpost. You think you're going to come here and tell us what to do with conviction? Yeah. See what I mean? You, I can't exhort them to come on, let's worship God with conviction. Bunch of hypocrites. That don't give glory to God. Yeah, I'm just like David. Came from the sheep coat, but I am here. For this cause. You put that in your pipe and smoke it. Got it? I am here. By the will of God. God is in charge. I'm okay with that. And he will save his people from their sin. Hallelujah. 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 The truth is I'm just not going to be a part of any of the things that keep us from walking together. That's the trouble that folk have with me. You're going to find some cause. No, I can't walk in that. There's no cause why we shouldn't dwell together in unity. Speak the same thing. Be one heart. There's no reason. If we're looking to Jesus, we'll do it. If we're seeking something else, we won't. So it's evident that there's some seeking their own. You don't have to be a genius to know that. You got the Holy Ghost, you know that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Save us, Lord.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I still find that quite amazing. You know, how we can get all excited to denounce Pastor Rice, but we don't get excited to clap our hands. You know, there are some. Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
Y'all don't know that's downright abominable. Huh? I can stir y'all up to denounce me, and you... did I have some witnesses there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You lowly pastor from outpost, you going to come in here and tell us what to do? I mean, yeah, vehemently.
Yeah.
Can't get them to praise God like that.
Mm.
Huh? Mm. I should be able to exhort somebody to praise God like that, huh?
Hallelujah.
Well, the ones that are not seeking their own, I can get to do that.
Hallelujah.
See, they show their face all the time. And mind you, I don't mind that you denounce me. That doesn't bother me at all. I believe God. I don't believe you call me. I don't believe you put me up here. You don't see me sticking my face in yours telling you who I am all the time. I present myself as a sinner saved by grace. Not proudly, but humbly. Thankfully. How is it we got deceived to think that the prophet is the highest call? We just missed the whole mark. How did we get this deception? It is, come on, brother. This is the truth. If we would eat this, we would be free. The only way we would think that's the highest calling is we're seeking our own. With a prophet, great sacrifice, great responsibility. We don't have too many want to do that. Want to be prophet, but they don't want to do that part of it. If they would, then they wouldn't have to fight for their position. Boy, this is good preaching. We might just put it on a loop. Of course, it wouldn't do any good because the ones that won't hear won't hear. And the ones that hear, they do hear. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I think I'm about done. I read my scriptures. You all know what gets me stirred up.
Yes.
Is when people don't respond right toward God.
Right.
I don't care about you. Denounce me all you want to. That doesn't excite me.
Yeah.
call me names, whatever you want to do. But if you're going to say you're a Christian and walk that way, then I'm excited. You understand? That brings up some righteous indignation. If you're going to say you're a hypocrite and you're serving the devil, that's different. But if you're going to say you're waiting on Jesus and here you are and you love the brother and you act like that, then righteous indignation rises up. And it's not my indignation. Like I said, I'm not concerned about me. I'm concerned about the body of Christ, though.
My Lord.
We need to stop all the foolishness and do what we said we come here to do. And just believe God and trust God. If you got all the secrets and all the answers, then please tell us. Okay? But I do know that we should worship God together. We should love one another. We should, well, whatever you got won't interfere with this.
Hallelujah.
But seem like some have found something that prevents them from doing that. That lets me know that it's not of God. Yeah, what we're doing here won't keep you from waiting for Jesus. Won't keep you from being a prophet. Won't keep you with none of this. Rejoicing in the Lord. That's some other wicked stuff going on. Yeah, what we're doing here and endeavoring to do is not against any of that. Not against any of that. Not against any of that. Well, Pastor Rice, there's a spirit that emanates. I know that. I don't do it. It's the spirit of the living God. There's a spirit that emanates from all of us. Some of them was bitterness and harshness. Two-faced. Unstable. This is worth more than a week of y'all talking behind the tree. I'm telling the truth right now. I know what we do, though. When we leave here, we'll be on our pulpits. No matter how much we hear about the tongue and bridling it, we ain't got enough oomph to say amen to the truth I'm telling. But you wait till we get on our pulpits. Wait till we get on our pulpits. I do know you don't. Hypocrites. Let me preach it, brother. I do know you don't. It don't bother me, you understand? You keep on doing it. Keep on paving your way to hell. Working against God, against the cause of God. Keep on doing that. We're God's people.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's how I see it.
Glory, God. Amen.
That's why I'm here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, if we were picking them, we wouldn't pick us. Y'all know that, don't you?
No.
Thank God we don't pick them. But God picks the right ones.
Hallelujah.
Puts them in the right place.
Yes.
He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there's no unrighteousness in it. Y'all want me to say it again? This other book, that's John chapter 7, verse 18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in it. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up into everlasting life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. not foolishness and blasphemies, but rivers of living water. Let's stand and give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother David, come pray for us. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens the doors and sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Bring up aware within my soul. Bring up aware and make me whole. Bring up aware and give to me.
Thank you, Lord, for gathering together here once again. Thank you, Father, for the word that we just heard. Oh, we need it, Lord. We need that word in us. We need to eat the whole thing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the prophet that his spirit still goes out throughout all the world. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for showing us the error of our ways. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For we are wretched. We are miserable.
Oh, yes.
We are poor, blind, and naked, and we need you, Lord, to cover our nakedness. We need your blood, Lord, to wash us and make us clean. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die for us. And thank you, Jesus, for being the Lamb of God that takes away our sin. Oh, Lord, make us clean and make us whole, Lord. Make us pure in your sight. Bring us through that refining fire that we might come forth as gold. Make us ready for your coming, Lord. Make us ready, Lord. And let us have our lamps trimmed and full of oil. And bless us, Lord. You're anointed with fresh oil that we might endure unto the end. And we look forward to that day, Lord, because we are being judged already.
Hallelujah.
Our judgment goes before us. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Father, always for all things. Oh, Lord, help us in all things, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you, Saints Maranatha. The Lord is coming.